Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that you
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. In this Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edited him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You can smell it, you can see it, you can feel it. History is happening right now. The destiny of humanity to a great extent will be decided, at least how the brakes are going to work with this midterm. The world is awakening to the true new authoritarian threat, organized governments and multinationals working with big tech and big banks to bring in one world government. Valiantly, President Trump and other leaders across the world, from Eastern Europe to Latin America, from Africa to Asia to Russia, are fighting hard. And you are waking up. I am waking up. We're all waking up and realizing this together. I am very honored that we were the first to be completely banned 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But now it's everyone, everyone. They're all being shadow banned 96%, where no one can find them unless you go to the page. And other people like Rush Limbaugh, President Trump, Matt Drudge, Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, hundreds of pages. In fact, I need that article that came out yesterday on Coulter. She's on today. Hundreds of pages of attacks and disinfo is put up front on purpose against you. So anyone trying to search you only sees horrible lies. It's defamatory. It's organized crime. It's just total and complete fraud. Just the headline was, look at how YouTube just changed its algorithm, and it was an article that got a lot of attention yesterday. But it's every conservative, it's Prager, it's Coulter, it's Sean Hannity, it's Tucker Carlson, it's everybody, and it's ahead of the election. This is true election meddling, suppressing Americans just talking to each other, and it's a huge time. And Trump has now gone both barrels on them, and we'll cover it all. So the battles join. And yes, I've gotten a lot of briefings to the president. I'm going to get a lot more to him, and that's why they banned me 3 weeks ago. But it's well worth it. Because they were going to ban us all in the end anyway, so. This is an emergency. emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Days until the most important election in world history. Humanity now prepares itself at the crossroads. The time for talk is over. We have entered the crucible. It's now up to you. Globalist forces are spilling out their full might and hatred against humanity. Their psychological warfare and deception has never been greater. But if we stay steadfast against it, through this dark time will come our greatest moment. It's here. You can feel the victory. The enemy can feel their defeat. We're going to win the midterms. Unless there's criminal fraud we couldn't imagine, which is happening. But regardless, we've won the battle. We've won the war already by standing true. And the seeds that are planted now of censorship, the seeds of bullying and the seeds of oppression will give root to mighty oaks of liberty that will stand the storms of the future. That when our ancestors look back on now, this will be seen as a time of calm, a time of plenty, a time of ease as we face the real crises that are coming. This is only a preparation for the future. If we can't beat John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the Rockefellers and people like George Soros, really, who are we? We're going to face far more superior, far more powerful foes in the future. And by then, when we face those foes, we will be stronger, though most of us will be 6 feet under. I was very frustrated yesterday because I know that we have the chart to get out of this. I know we have the path, and I know we're right because I've read the enemy's own statements and I've seen their own plans, and I know how to beat them. And so I get mad at myself that 100% in my mind, I hold their entire battle plan, and I know how to beat it like that. And so much of the victory depends on me and you and all of us together executing on the information we have, and that means laying it out in a step-by-step format. So by the middle of next week, we're going to put out a four or five-page memo, very simple with bullet points with proof, because I tend to give you too much information. Now, that's good to do, but it's just at this point, it needs to be battle plans, information warfare, the truth. And then I just get caught in the total minutia of wanting to prove every point when we know we're telling the truth and we have all the facts. And then I get very, very angry. And I really get angry because the president is surrounded by a bunch of cowards. The president is a lion surrounded by hyenas and jackals and warthogs and cobras. And it's totally real. It's so epic. Evil doesn't just exist. Right when the evil was about to take over, something good rises up that's stubborn and willful and ready to execute the truth. Doesn't matter what the vessel is. You expect, look at the Bible. Most of the vessels God raised up to crush evil were more evil than the evil. But they were not wicked in their heart. And so we are now, ladies and gentlemen, at the most epic moment ever. And the knives are out for the president because he proved they were suppressing the economy on purpose. He proved the fraud. And he showed you 4.6 growth rate. He said in the campaign, China's got 10 for decades. We're America. We could have 5. They said, you lunatic, you'll never get 3. Less than 2 years out, he's at 4.6. The truth is, we can build anything and do anything we want, but we have to have motivation. We have to believe in ourselves. And the enemy has been demoralizing us. You study propaganda. You study authoritarianism. What the media and the government and the Democrats do is 101. For those that didn't go to college, not that it means anything, but that means the first level. 101, first day at class, they demoralize your ass. And I knew the globalists were evil, but I'll be honest with you. I guess the spiritual conversion rate is quicker now because 20 years ago when I was covering stuff, only the on top people were really bad. Low-level Republicans were bad. Low-level Democrats were bad, but they were misled. They weren't inherently evil. Democrats now, because that's the way the universe works, things divide to two sides, have chosen pure evil. And I don't mourn it that it's a hard enemy to beat. I mourn it because I feel their spiritual death. And when I see them do horrible things to me or my family or you, I don't take, they think they're hurting me, but not in the way they think because they're Satanist. They're all about themselves. It's not that. I mourn their loss. I, oh my God, there's that many of them are corrupt. That they, I mean, almost all of them want to destroy everything. They revel in being liars and trying to stop prosperity. And then Trump, and you know, I get to know what Trump's going through because no one after Trump, except for, and I don't say this with pleasure, no one is attacked like me except for Trump. And why is it? Because the enemy started saying like 2 years ago, Trump and Jones are channeling each other. They're the same spirit. And they're all into the occult. I'm not into that stuff. But then I thought, oh, that's just propaganda. And then I realized, and I've run into them, they think I'm Trump, and they think Trump is me. But in a weird metaphysical thing, it's actually true. There's always the big thing up here, and then there's the rebel, the outlier that has the, and they it's a thing in the metaphysical. And so they figured this out now. They figured this out. And so they're trying to destroy me as a symbol to get to you, but then they don't think about a Matt Drudge like the 10th planet coming through. They don't think about other foreseen forces and the way God works, because it's not just Trump. It's not just Alex Jones. It's you, the people. That's the real tide of the universe that's unstoppable. And when you decide you're done with the globalists, they're gone. answer to tyranny is the human spirit.
To 1984.
With God's light shining through our sails.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Human souls are but mirrors of God's consciousness, like ships upon an endless sea, with the consciousness of God blasting out, filling their sails, travel through space and time. All dimensions, all time, all understanding, when you're ready for it. A true stairway to heaven. Not one offered by Hollywood, crank this up. Not one offered by the globalist. Not one offered by drugs in the system or power over others, but through staring into infinity, staring into the burning bush, and removing the bush, and staring into the mind of God. Lest ye be ready, you will surely die. But your soul will go on. Our shadows taller than our souls. There was a lady we all know who shines false light. Well, once the light shows, never goes away, does it? Because you can see God, you can also see the devil. The devil is the light bearer. You don't look at God. The devil's the bush. The devil then tells you he's God, but he's not. The great mysteries now are unlocked to the world as we enter the final age of Earth. And the age of the universe begins. As God's finger reaches down to give us the fire of heaven, the Promethean fire. But who will take it? Not the big tech giants, not the globalists. They've decided they're gods here on Earth. They don't want that finger to reach down. Ann Coulter's joining us. I'm a bad guy. I forget to tell the folks to promote that Ann Coulter's coming on. She hadn't been on in like 15 years. I wasn't a left winger. I wasn't a right winger. But I would just kind of get little, you know, bonus points attacking her when I got her on. And I talked to her briefly at the RNC. But, I think overall she's a good lady, very smart lady, very influential lady. And the real reason I want her on is I want to try to brief her just briefly and have her talk as well about the whole situation with the globalists and the deep state takeover that finally the president is listening to. So I am super, super excited about Ann Coulter set to join us for a nice interview coming up in the next segment. But again, she's totally buried. She's shadow banned, but then they also bury in Google her hundreds of searches where you see anything she has to say. She's on C-SPAN, it's banned. She's on Fox News, it's banned. So you're going to get to actually hear from her, because that's what they do. They ban you, then they misrepresent what you have to say. So, we're going to be breaking it all down with her coming up. But 70 days out from the election, what are we going to do? 70 days out with everyone being shadow banned, a lot of people being totally banned. I mean, Swedish national campaigns that are about to win, you know, the prime ministership, they're being banned. Christian parties in Africa are being banned. Facebook, Google, YouTube, and subsidiary, Apple, they are on a jihad. And Twitter had been one of the worst. And they knew they were one of the worst. And so they knew people were watching them very, 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 very close. And so they went, oh, we won't ban Alex Jones because I'm already shadow banned. 90%+. We won't do that. And so they act like I'm the token person that's there. But I love how tech giants met last week in secret. Print me that article, please. To stop election meddling. Oh, the Russians are all powerful. We'll ban all the conservatives to make sure Russians don't do anything. While they're manipulating the election, shadow banning conservatives 96%. It was 93% last week. Because the polls keep showing a huge red wave. And so they're being forced to act like authoritarians. They're being forced to act like dictators. They're being forced to openly ban conservative free speech across the board. In an attempt to to get people to behave and go along with what they want. But people are like, we don't care if you totally censor us. We're not going to stop, and we're going to go on local radio, and we're going to buy ads in the paper, and we're going to call C-SPAN, and we're going to call the Congress, and we're going to go out when Trump's there at rallies and go, internet censorship, internet censorship. They're blocking you, and now the president is on your tail with antitrust executive orders and banking executive orders and sanctions, real sanctions. And top Republicans are signaling they're ready for Trump to fire Sessions. And so you guys, I'll tell you this. I'd give us a 60-40 chance we win the midterms and you guys get totally devastated and indicted for this. Because the quarter's not being given now. You guys pushed too far. You went after Trump's family, all of it. When you're involved with the Russians, everything else. But even if you were to steal the election to get through, I've looked at every possible destination along your planned permutations and your entire operation. And I've looked at every outcome. And let me just say this. There isn't any outcome where you win. And I have an evil laugh because I know you don't like it. Because I can, you know, act just like the enemy. But the point is that you guys think you're going to execute this. You're not going to execute crap. And the globalists know I don't just make statements on air that aren't true or that aren't backed up. You are facing hammer war. You are facing, you are bringing down the gates. You think taking down these controls is destroying us? You are removing gates that we don't remove because we know who we are. But once you remove the gates, once you let us in, we will visit judgment on you politically, economically, culturally, lawfully. And that's why you're so scared of my voice, because you know it's judgment. It's judgment day. Judgment day cometh. Judgment day is so close, and justice is good. Justice is right. To quote Metallica, can we come in with justice for all next segment? We just want to have our families and live and have prosperity, but you've got to control the prosperity. You've got to control us, and that's where we will never let you control us. You lesser things will never run our lives. So now, you have summoned us to destroy you politically. You have gone to the altar and you've prayed on gods, ancient gods. You've summoned the Titans and they will arrive. Now, that said, we'll get into the politics of this, the mechanics of it, but Congress must act. The president must act now to defeat them quickly before we go into the next phase. The next phase is... These people that did this are delusional. They'll run from what they're about to release. We must stop them now. Please don't forget we're listener-supported. Amazing products across the board, from T-shirts to books to films to shortwave radios to non-GMO heirloom seeds to amazing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Whatever you do, promote that local AM or FM station you're listening to right now. Go in the grocery store, go in the gas station, go in your work and tell everybody about that local radio or TV station you're listening or watching right now. It's that human free will outside their technocracy that is victory. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going directly the other way. In short, the period was so far unlike the present period that some of the noisiest authorities insisted on it being received for good or evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. Ann Coulter, a true icon of Americana, joins us. First time she was on 15 years ago. I was just trying to make points, I guess. But I got to meet her in person at the RNC and did an interview. I appreciate her joining us to talk about the onslaught, the blitzkrieg against the First Amendment. And the other cowards in Washington are scared to cover it. They all want jobs, I guess, with Google or Facebook or Apple later with $3 trillion between them. But Ann Coulter has hundreds of videos on YouTube that are negative about her. Force-fed, so do I. 96% of conservative sites are buried. They block everything. Shadow banning's at over 93%. I'm completely blackballed. And the left has openly come out when Obama saw that Trump won and set up this Office of Countering Propaganda in the Pentagon. But it's part of the CIA. And that, I've learned, is the group with no attention that is working with the leftists and the media to have the mainstream media fact check all conservatives and ban us and then put their results on top ahead of manipulating the election. And then Senator Warner, Wyden, and Murphy are all in Obama's defense authorization saying they would run the counter to Trump. So Trump needs to remove this. This is a cancer. Ann Coulter joins us to talk about being one of the most banned people in the world and where she thinks this is going with only 70 days left before what I think is the most important election, not just in U.S. history, but world history. Ann Coulter, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Good to be in the bunker with you.
Well, we're in the bunker. You heard my little two-minute rant. You're the expert on this. What would you call this period in history?
It is like nothing I think this country has seen before. I mean, what they've done to you and many others, the left, the resistance, a military term, by the way, if Trump had lost the election and, as Hillary did, said, I'm joining the resistance, they would have said this is a dog whistle to the KKK. It's a military term. And then imagine if right-wingers started beating up Hillary supporters, as we have seen left-wingers and Antifa beating up Trump supporters. I think the country would recognize we're in the middle of a fascist uprising. But no, because the fascist uprising is being cheered on and encouraged by the mainstream media. It just goes without comment. But for the resistance to suddenly act as if they don't like conspiracy theories, I at least actually, well, I argue against conspiracy theories. I don't try to ban them. I'm thinking that it's argument and free speech works on that. When we're living through the biggest conspiracy theory of all, this Russia nonsense invented by Hillary, as she always does when she's caught in some sort of scandal. She did with Jennifer Flowers. She went on TV and talked about some man in Arkansas.
Vast right-wing conspiracies.
Right, we'd explain Monica Lewinsky, both of which turned out to be true. When her health care plan went down, she accused the media of buying into and promoting right-wing talking points, because you know how the media just hangs on, well, my every word. Just whatever I put out there, they're repeating right there in the New York Times. It's just been absolute madness. So when, from her, every time she's caught in some scandal, she finds some mysterious bad actor, malefactor, Linda Tripp, conspiring against her and her husband. So when the Democrats are caught in the middle of WikiLeaks, which was very embarrassing for the Democrats, there they were sabotaging Bernie Sanders. Democrats all over Capitol Hill were furious with the
They DNC. Were running Google. They were gaming everything. They were getting the questions beforehand from CNN.
And that's when Hillary concocted the conspiracy of Russia and Trump conspiring to steal the election from her. At the time, as you'll read in my book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind, at the time, all the mainstream press, the New York Times, was utterly skeptical, could barely control their laughing over Hillary's conspiracy theory about Russia, saying, paraphrasing, wow, even the John Birchers didn't come up with something like this.
Well, yeah, they said that. They pointed out Hillary has the Russian problem with Uranium One.
Oh, she has plenty of problems, including colluding with Russia for that Russian dossier put together by Christopher Steele. It was only after Trump won the election, that suddenly all these respectable news outlets that had ridiculed Hillary's Russia conspiracy theory at the time, which she was using to deflect from the Wikipedia leaks, suddenly they went back and, oh my gosh, maybe there's something to this Russian business. Now they're the ones dragging this country through a completely demented conspiracy between the Trump campaign. There was no Trump campaign. I mean, it would be weird enough to say,
it was Donald Trump. I mean, that was
it. Exactly. He didn't have advancement and pollsters and expensive campaign consultants. His idea was, I know, I'll fly around the country giving speeches and pushing popular ideas, and that'll win me the White House. They laughed at him throughout his campaign, and then when it worked, oh my gosh, there must have been a secret conspiracy with a campaign that didn't exist.
You're absolutely right. Let me ask you this, Ann Coulter, because you're one of the most banned people after me. And believe me, I don't even like that distinction, but I'll go with it. Why are you so banned? Why is Prager, he's as banned as you and I.
Yeah.
I mean, so why are they doing this? It's so authoritarian. And then they call for us all to be banned in thousands of articles. Then CNN goes, Friday, Trump's crazy. No one's banning anybody. When anybody can look at the numbers, it's like 96%. So what's going on there?
Oh, yes. Well, you have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned. And with Prager and me, they tried to, I don't know about Prager. I know very specifically how the media has treated me throughout my
career.
Well,
so talk about yourself, because you're one of them. You're in the top five most banned people.
That's true. When I first started going on TV for slander and treason and godless and so on, their idea was, okay, we'll bring her on TV, we'll treat her like she's David Duke, so we can, just what they did to Trump, we'll communicate to the public, do not read this person, do not listen to this person, we'll scowl when she walks on, we'll yell at her, we'll take some joke out of context and blow it up into a huge big deal. But every time they did that, people would hear enough of me on TV to realize that they believed me and not the media. Whomever the interviewer was would end up looking bad. I'd sell lots of books. So I'd say about five books back, they just decided, that's it. We're going to pretend she doesn't exist. And I mean, the only solace I have is it's got to be driving them crazy as I keep writing these books. They must have interns running in. Look at what she says here. We've got to attack her. Settle down, Dennis. We're not putting her on air.
Well, I was about to say, let's talk about your new book, Resistance is Futile. What a great title. But that's it. They couldn't beat you by misrepresenting what you said. So now they are just banning you completely, even though it's killing the NFL, it's killing Hollywood to ban conservatives, to be anti-American. They're all really destroying themselves in the process.
Well, the danger is, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but I have to say I've worried about this for some years now. It sounds like a science fiction nightmare of mine that I just wake up one day, try to click on to, you know, the Breitbart Report or email with Matt Drudge, and it would just shut down. I wouldn't be able to get through. There would be no Breitbart.com. There would be no Daily Caller. We won't be able to communicate.
Well, stay there, because deplatforming and the Chinese social score model is what they're bringing here. They're trying to cut our software off that runs Infowars.com. Ann Coulter, AnnCoulter.com, her new book, we'll talk about it, Show on the Other Side, Resistance is Futile. What an amazing headline. What an amazing name. Can't wait to read it. And then we'll talk about, what does Trump need to do with 69 and a half days left to counter this purge? All right, Ann Coulter, one of the top-selling political authors of all time, is with us. Her new book is Resistance is Futile. What an amazing title. I've read many of her books. Thank God for Ann Coulter helping get the ground ready for Donald Trump. And Trump's not perfect, but he's under attack because he's a real president. And specifically, the Democrats have met with Senator Warner, Wyden, and Murphy. And I've got all that. We're going to put it on screen. Executive orders Obama signed before he left office, taking defense authorization money, Pentagon money, and using it to, quote, counter right-wing media, which they all call Russian. So when you see CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times involved as Project Veritas exposed in everybody's accounts censoring us, it's the perfect storm of dying media, the Democratic Party and big tech all merging to steal the 2018 election. They admit they're doing it. And I know you're aware of all that. You've been shadow banned. You've been completely blocked. They put nothing but negative search results 10 pages deep in front of you. Used to, you'd be number one with what you did because it was popular. They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election. I think they've jumped the shark. I think it's going to backfire. When Hillary couldn't control the media, when she tried to control Google, it didn't work. Now they've openly taken the dying dinosaur media, who aren't just now failed news. They're now anti-free speech Stasi, and put them in charge. This is beyond, like you said, a science fiction novel. So what, A, what's your take on that? And B, as you're being unpersoned like I am, what do you think the president, who's the only guy in government speaking out against this, what do you think he should do? What should Congress do?
Well, there are things that can be done. And just to reiterate what you just said, consider how strong liberals consider their arguments. They've got all of the mainstream media, 100%, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of the cables, the major news newspapers, the major news magazines. They've got Yahoo, AOL. They have the swamp in Washington. They've got Hollywood. They have Silicon Valley. And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh, no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off. I have to say, if I were advising liberals with their insane opinions, I'd say, yep, that's what you got to do. You got to shut off free speech on the internet. It reminds me of Robert Mueller's indictment of the 13 Russians, which I describe in my book. The most interesting thing about that indictment and that Mueller being, you know, terrified of these Russian bots and their woke blacks Instagram account is that the Office of Special Counsel knows less about social media than even the senators questioning Mark Zuckerberg. They have no idea how it works. And the argument is basically that 13 Russians with a few Facebook ads managed to overwhelm the entire American media, which also kind of had its finger on the scale, making very clear you are not to vote.
Oh, New York Times, 98% chance that Hillary was going to win. And so instead of saying America had a populist movement, oh, it's the Russians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Russians, 13 Russians. You know, if 13 Russians can overwhelm our entire media, I got to tell you, Alex, I hope they're running our country because things would run so smoothly.
No, I agree. Are they giving us 4.6% growth rate? Are they giving us a rebuilt military, thousands of factories? Wow, the Russians really love us.
Yes, and they put Trump in the presidency. So thank you, Russia. There are things that can be done. The overall point, I think.
But that'll be the headline, deceptively, not sarcasm. Ann Coulter thanks Russia. Ann Coulter thanks Russia for electing Trump.
Yes, they've become, that's one of my favorite parts of the resistance, how, you know, they always make fun of right-wingers for being, or, you know, Christian, someone who's afraid someone someplace is having fun. No, that's them. They have become the moral scolds. They have become the man.
Buzzkills.
The big office and the big briefcase going in. And no, humor is gone. They have no sense of irony, sarcasm. They're the ones who will go on and patrol social media, tweets, and apparently bots. But the end result is, I think these huge avenues of First Amendment speech, Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, they have to have the First Amendment applied to them. These idiot conservatives at certain places, I won't mention, like National Review, you know, they think they're so brave and brilliant, saying, well, it's not the government, so it doesn't violate the First Amendment. No, I'm sorry. At some point, when you have a total monopoly on how people can communicate with one another, we do have legal concepts like natural monopolies and utilities. And unless they start living under the First Amendment, I think the law should force them to. Right now, the law is written in such a way so that they are simultaneously publishers. So they will determine who can be heard or seen on their airwaves. So they're acting like a New York Times.
And immune.
Yeah, and also, and I'm totally immune from suit. So I'm sorry, you don't get those kinds of privileges in a country that still believes in free speech.
Well, exactly. They ran a Hill article, a fake poll, looked at the methodology, and then they're paying for it as an ad. Majority of Americans say ban Alex Jones. They took me as a target, misrepresented what I said. Now they're banning everybody else after me, and thank God Trump's trying to move against him. Ann Coulter is our guest. Talk a few minutes about, we only got like 4 minutes left, I hope you'll come back soon because so much is happening, 15 years is too long, about your term, resistance is futile. Because obviously that's from Star Trek. I've made that point.
Yes.
The universities, the left, everything is, they're saying resistance is futile, but like you said, they've already banned us everywhere, Hollywood, TV, everywhere. Now they want to control people talking to their cousins on Facebook. I think they've jumped the shark. I think this is backfiring.
I certainly think overall the resistance is backfiring. I mean, I find myself reacting this way. I've been a little testy with the president for not even starting the wall, his central campaign promise. And then the left goes off on some crazy, you know, the Access Hollywood tape. Oh, he admits to committing sexual assault on her. No, he didn't. He said they let you do it. That is by definition.
It's like Elvis. He said the women are jumping on you.
Yeah, it was. He was actually talking about celebrity culture and with some degree of disapproval, all of which I go through in my book, the craziness over Charlottesville and how it was, you know, dog whistle to, I don't know, again, the Klan. It's always the non-existent Klan. Most people in the Klan are putting in expense reports with the FBI.
Exactly.
By saying both sides, both sides, both sides. They come out with these outrageously unfair attacks and they drive me right back into his corner. Now, you know, look, if Democrats care about their fellow Americans, the working class, the middle class, even computer programmers who are losing jobs to the H-1B workers, can't we join together and do good things for the people already here? It's not like Trump is a down-the-line Republican.
It's not like we don't have one of the most open borders already. Exactly. So let me ask you this question. What happens if they win the midterms, the Democrats? What happens if they lose? That's the key questions. Well, A, what is your prediction for the midterms, and what happens either way?
Well, I'm worried. The historical odds are that we are going to have a blue wave. So the odds are Democrats do at least win the House.
Since the Civil War.
Well, they'll definitely impeach him. They'll impeach him for a hangnail. It doesn't matter. Their base is white hot. And I think it'll pretty much be the end of a lot of the Trump agenda. On the optimistic side, they will look crazy if they impeach him. And most of the things Trump promised during his campaign, he doesn't need Congress for. He doesn't need Congress to build a wall. He's the commander-in-chief. Look at your pocket constitution. It's his job to protect the borders. So maybe he could get back to the things he promised during the campaign once Congress is completely cut off to him.
So wait, you're kind of predicting, because since the Civil War, the whoever's in power loses the House, but things are a little different now. Gut level, what do you think, Ann?
Yes. I really don't know. I don't know.
So if they win,
they're good. I stay when I don't know.
I agree. So if they win, they go crazy. What happens if they lose?
It'll be a lot of fun. They'll go crazy, but it won't be the end of the Trump agenda. We'll still, and by the way, we were probably going to hold the Senate. That much I'll predict. And it also depends a lot on what Trump does over the next few months. I think he needs to go back to campaign mode, do nothing. His calendar should be blocked off September.
No, I agree. How do people go against a president that's given him a 4.6 growth rate? How do you piss on prosperity?
That's true, but you never know what's good. I was just down at the New York Stock Exchange yesterday asking them, come on, it's got to fall. There's gravity. It can't keep going up forever. And, oh boy, watch out when the stock market falls.
All right. The new book is Resistance is Futile, Ann Coulter, AnnCoulter.com. Great to have you back on. Hope we don't totally get put in a gulag here. We're both being massively censored. Thank you so much for joining us. Please join us again very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
There you go. What a heretic joining the most banned show in the world, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Roger Stone has come out and said he does now believe he's about to be indicted. You'll have that exclusive straight ahead in just 2 minutes when we come back, and a bunch of other guests, your phone calls, and then all the other news. But the good news is Trump's awake. We'll be right back.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Off, little Junior Brown surf medley bringing us in, trying to get Roger on via Skype. I know he's thought that he's pretty close to being indicted by Mueller, that his house surrounded this weekend. Then I saw a headline that he says he's about to be indicted, so I wanted to get him on to get into that. I did not plug any last hour, any products or anything, because I get so busy, I get so obsessed with the news, I don't plug. I don't sit there and then plug every segment like other talk show hosts do, and that's my biggest problem. If I'd have done that over the years, before all the shadow banging and the rest of it, we'd be sitting on top $20 million or something to fund ourselves for a few years, but we're not. We're not. So I'm asking listeners to get products you need that are really high quality, the best supplements out there, the best air filtration, the best water filtration, and to go to InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, when you have the top-of-the-line products like Bodies that we can click on right there for TV viewers, and it's a 95% curcuminin, the leading competitors are 3%. Curcuminin comes from the turmeric, so good for you on so many fronts. When you go for something that's California standard, which almost no one could pass, and that is the best 95%, and you may have contracts with the companies that they're going to test it, and it's going to be at that. Well, it's been 5-6 months since we got more in. And so I've been flipping out on these companies, saying I'm going to go to somebody else, even though you're the top company. And so they got us 3,000 bottles of it, and it's going to sell out in a couple of weeks, and then it might be October till we get more bodies in. Folks, leading competitors are $60, $70 because it's patented to be able to have curcumin at 95%. And it's got other ingredients that accelerate it. And just, it's so good for inflammation, antioxidant. Just, I mean, turmeric's amazing. It's curry, but it's the concentrate. I mean, in one tablet, they say it's like the equivalent of eating a whole bag of curry, basically. So Bodies, we got a limited shipment after being sold out. And it's about to be gone. And my guys are like, listen, it has 4.9 stars, 98% reviews. Nobody else has got that. Everybody loves it. Alex, sell it at full price. We need to fund the operation. I believe in selling it 50% off because when it comes back in October, I want to say it's been sold out and then have a bunch of it and everybody use it and then love it and sign up for auto ship and get an additional 10% off. Just how I operate. Bodies, joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, immune support. My wife played competitive tennis for a long time, did a lot of weightlifting. She hurt her hip or elbow. She's able to get back into weightlifting after she went to medical doctors, took prescriptions, you name it. None of it worked. She went on Bodies. She was taking regular turmeric. And I said, baby, that's not real turmeric. I looked up the brand. It's like 10% maybe. I said, how about this? A month after she was on it, she's back in tennis, everything else. This is like 5 months ago. So, and then she had a baby and some things as well. But the point is, this is, from our research, this is the very best turmeric compound out there. 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia, Cetera extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and it will be sold out for a while when it's gone. So if you want Bodies, get a 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, there's also 50% off, really it's more than that, on the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Read about how great that is. And it funds our operation. So we've got Super Silver, 25% off as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
Corruption. It's Alex. Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Cody Wilson, the inventor of the 3D printable gun that's all over the news, is going to be in studio with us. He's a fellow Austinite. Trump's weighed in on it. Don't completely agree with what he's saying, but there's so much to cover. In the brief time we have, Roger Stone, thank you for joining us. You've got a dental appointment, I know, for a broken tooth. It's in the news that you're saying you now believe you will be indicted by Mueller. We talked this weekend, you weren't sure. Is that accurate in The Hill and The Wall Street Journal? And then let's also get into Trump finally going, millions are being censored. It's criminal. They've banned 96% of conservatives. Yeah, they're stealing the election. So let's cover both those topics. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign.
Well, Alex, it's kind of a conundrum because, first of all, I know that the special counsel has no evidence of Russian collusion on my part or trafficking in allegedly hacked emails with WikiLeaks. That didn't happen either. Or any other nonsense pertaining to John Podesta's emails. On the other hand, I'm a realistic man. I know that I've been under government surveillance since June of 2016. No probable cause for that, of course. I know the special counsel has had full access to all my financial and bank records. I know that at least 12 of my current or former colleagues have been interrogated by the FBI. I know that at least 4 of my current or former colleagues have been dragged in front of the grand jury. And we both know that a runaway special counsel with a political agenda can indict the proverbial ham sandwich.
And he's desperate to cover up his real uranium one ties and the rest of it. So let me ask you this. What if they are going to indict you? What's the time frame? And what do you think it'll be? Not obviously Russia's, just like everything else. They're going to claim obstruction. Are they going to claim that you lie to the FBI? What are they going to say?
Well, I've never been interviewed by the FBI or the special counsel.
They'll try to say perjury to Congress.
No, because there is no perjury. My testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell notwithstanding, is 100% truthful and accurate, and I stand by every word. No, Alex, it's a conundrum. They're feverishly looking for
IRS, like Manafort, IRS.
No, I don't think so, because I paid my taxes and I didn't.
No, I understand you didn't do anything. I'm saying, what do you think they're cooking up?
Yes, perhaps some bogus campaign finance violation, because I've been active in American politics for almost 40 years.
Yeah, we know that's what they're looking into, is you and the Danny Williams stuff, all totally legitimate. And we know they've asked people about me and you and money and campaign.
Oh, no, there's no question. It's interesting that all 12 of my former associates have been questioned by the FBI, have been asked about my relationship with Alex Jones and my relationship with InfoWars. It's a witch hunt. And when I go out to start to raise the money to defend myself, because this threatens to destroy me, Alex, it threatens to destroy my family. I'm not wealthy. You can go online and see a story that says Roger Stone is worth $20 million in your dreams. That's a planted story, probably put forward by David Brock or some other.
Oh, let's go forward. They have articles saying Americans say ban Jones. And they agree in polls. It's a fake poll. It's an advertisement they're putting out in a huge media buy. No, I know your finances. You're almost bankrupt. We don't want to get into it. I'm not worth the money they say I am. That, you know, they count the equipment in my office, maybe $3 or $4 million, but that's all equipment. So exactly, this is total fraud. And what's scary is they're asking about me constantly. They have the New York Times, the Washington Post camped out in Austin, and they keep asking everyone, where's the money? Russians, campaign money. Where's Alex get campaign money? I've never taken any campaign money. But you can see them just trying to have that New York Times hit piece come out the day I'm arrested.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they have in mind. Look, let's break this down for our audience. We both know what my crime is, what your crime is. Our crime is very simple. We supported Donald Trump for president, and we helped defeat crooked Hillary. There's our crime in the nutshell. Now the question is, will the witch hunt get us in the meantime, or will the president act first?
I was about to say, will payback by this witch and her criminal crew work? No, it won't. Trump must take action. So how does he do that?
Well, there's a number of things he can do. Let's start by firing Don McGahn, the White House counsel, who keeps urging him to take no action and who's gone over the side. 30 hours of interrogation, or I should say 30 hours of interviews with the special counsel. 30 hours, that's longer than an entire day. What could he possibly have to say about Donald Trump in that 30-hour period? I would can him so fast his head would spin. Secondarily, declassify all of the government documents pertaining to the illegal, unconstitutional FISA warrants. Number three, declassify all of Hillary's known emails. Number four, declassify all of the emails that Huma Abedin forwarded to her husband, Anthony Weiner. We now know of 700,000 emails. Only 3,000 of them were reviewed by the FBI, and those were handpicked by none other than Peter Strzok. Step number four, fire Jeff Sessions. Step number five, fire Rod Rosenstein. Step number six, fire as deep into your Justice Department as you need to find a man or woman committed to the rule of law. Those are the steps the president must do. Not only
And then go on a massive offensive indicting all these enemies.
Well, it's very simple.
And take all their, notice they're all groveling for their security clearances, and they use that to direct their operatives still in government. Take all the Obama people, 50 deep, all of their clearances.
Well, and order the immediate arrest of Bill, Hillary, and yes, Barack Obama. Because you see, Alex, no person is above the law. Remember when they told us that endlessly after Watergate, those sanctimonious liberals? No person is above the law. Well, Barack Obama sold weapons to ISIS in violation of the law, and he should be prosecuted for it. Bill and Hillary profited from a massive criminal scheme called the Clinton Foundation.
And don't forget Haiti. They're,
you know, just Haiti. It just goes on and on and on. So you have to turn this on them. It should have been.
I agree. This is total offense. They have their knives sharp over the president, his family. The only option is total political war.
Well, and, you know, again, I did say here on InfoWars that very good sources told me that Robert Mueller is targeting Donald Trump Jr. I didn't say that because I don't like Donald Trump Jr.
No, you broke that a week and a half before. It's all confirmed now.
Yeah, there's no question. They're looking at him for some kind of process crime. Originally, I was told it was lying to the FBI. Now I'm told they're going to try to implicate him in Michael Cohen's payments to Stormy Daniels. Payments that I believe, based on vast experience...
Even the former head of the Federal Election Commission says they're totally legal.
Perfectly legal.
It was private money.
Perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. So, you know, it is the president's got to get off defense and on offense. He has the power. They don't have the power.
And even the LA Times and others, the San Francisco Chronicle say, and even Hayden has said, and the Democrats even, you know, they've said, leave him alone. You're about to make Trump mad. Let's get him. If we win the midterm, stop. They go, you're about to piss him off. Exactly. They know he's got all the power now. Use it.
Could not agree more. Look, the president appears to be reaching his boiling point. He seems to have figured out the internet censorship issue.
He's going with his gut. How good is that?
And he talks about us without mentioning our name. Those whose names I can't mention have been banned on social media.
You can't ban one guy. That's wrong. The fake news is CNN.
That's exactly right. So, Mr. President.
Oh, I've confirmed. He's ordered everybody. He doesn't care what Kelly said. Anything we send now goes right to him.
Well, and that's why it's essential that he take action to protect his own family, to protect his own administration, protect those who have been taking the point for him. We are the revolution here, and they seek to silence us. Above all, the takedown of InfoWars was part and parcel of their efforts to mount some bogus prosecution of Roger Stone. That's why people need to go to stonedefensefund.com. Yes, I am building a war chest. Yes, I need your help. Now, yes,
this is the fight for the Republic. I agree. This is the fight for the Republic. People better double down or nothing. Infowarsstore.com, stonedefensefund.com. It's all about funding this war if you want to win. And look how we're able to advise the president. We're able to have victory. They're so scared of us because we're in the fight, but we need you to stand with us. Roger Stone, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. And we'll be back with Cody Wilson, 3D gun printer, straight ahead, and so much other news. History is happening now. Your calls are coming up as well.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work, it's not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
This is the most banned news transmission in the world. And we've got one of the most dreaded individuals as well from the left, the man who first launched 5-6 years ago here in Austin, Texas, the plan for a 3D printable gun. And Trump's pro-Second Amendment, but he likes to be law and order. He's saying he doesn't know this is a good idea. Criminals are going to get guns regardless. He's put tweets out. Cody Wilson's here with us in studio. He's got some big announcements he's going to exclusively share with us right now. Amazon, of course, has banned books that even promote what he's doing. So what a time to be censored. Few people have been censored as much as I am, but you have. Cody Wilson, great to have you here with us.
So good to see you, man.
Good to see you again. Well, go ahead. Tell us what's currently happening. We're both in the center of the news here.
Man, when I saw you get deplatformed, I was like, Alex, no, I couldn't even read the think pieces about why it was a good idea before I got kicked off of my e-commerce and my stuff got kicked off.
Oh, I was the first domino.
You were. And that our intelligentsia doesn't even have the time to formulate justifications for why it's permissible before they're on to the next domino. I mean, that's wild to me.
They're making their move.
We're moving so
quickly. I had Ann Coulter on. She's a great. I'm like, hey, tell people they're making their move on everybody. It's not like cool to be banned. They're going after everyone.
I couldn't agree more. They're contractors of the state. Where the state can't go, they're happy to just push you themselves. And then the way they did it to you, I know plenty of people explain this to you over the months, but I viscerally reacted.
The demonization, the brainwashing.
That they could all move in concert within a 4 or 5 hour window together, yeah, and not have to justify.
Which is admitted Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2.
Yeah.
This is cut and dry illegal, which shows they're going for broke.
Just wild that they think they can display that flex of strength, right? That they're confident.
You're right. It's like having a gold grill and driving a Mercedes. They're flexing.
They get to unperson you, and you're a big guy, man. If they can unperson you, they can unperson me. Like that.
But the real message was, we're doing it to him. Everybody better line up. It's a test ahead of the midterms.
I completely agree. And you saw, you've reported here these meetings that they're all having before in advance of the midterms. I mean, this is clear out in the open.
They don't even hide it. So why do you think Tim Cook, who runs the slave factories in China, meets with them, launches it all, does it, and they don't care? Because I think they're scared. I think it's showing strength in the face of fear.
I think that's true. They wouldn't move so blatantly if their team wasn't in need of signs of strength like that. But at the same time, it's also a realization of power, which is
they do have the power.
Near total, right?
All 26 companies that banned me in 1 day or 2 days comes out to about $4 trillion, but the top four companies is $3 trillion. So $3 trillion wow. Decided we're destroying you.
Market cap, yeah. I mean, it's the big four companies, right, that are basically the commons. My books and even though all my files, everything's legal for you to have, Facebook won't let you share the links, right? You can't share the links.
Yeah, they're all coordinated. And I noticed the new thing is they're banning other people like me or you in concert. And that's why they all met. They're now coordinating.
Rapid fire without the need for justification. When I was dropped from my e-commerce platform, right, that was hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to me, done immediately without justification.
And it did it to us too. And so that shows in our advertising platform, This shows they've committed. This is a criminal commitment. So how does the president strike back?
Look, I'm not willing to say yet that it's imperative that we regulate Facebook. I'm not willing to go there. I don't know what the response.
But understand, you can have regulation saying there isn't regulation. Regulation just means they've already under CHICOM and globalist control. So libertarians are purists. They go, oh, we can't censor this. They're already censoring. They're already doing it, Cody. So then the president says, no, you can't censor unless it's illegal. The answer is saying regulation to say no regulation. You understand that, right?
I certainly understand the argument.
It's like saying rabbit season is open. I hate rabbits. I mean, censorship season is open to stop the censors. You have to say the law is no censorship.
I think what we
see how that is a that's not censorship. That's not control to say no.
When Alex, when Mark Zuckerberg went before Congress, these subtle maneuvers that they make to indicate they want to be regulated. Fine, let them put the noose around their own neck, and then fine, it's open season.
Well, they want to be regulated by Mark Warner that runs the whole show.
they want all kinds of regulation. Google wants to build AI for. You know,
no, I hear what you're saying, that they want to use regulation for their plan. But I'm saying instead of going that route, the Democrats have threatened regulation and just by fiat said, do this. So we're already under EU Chinese rules. They're already standardizing to that and the Democrats. So Republicans go, we're libertarians. When the vacuum, let's say I'm all for freedom, which I am. Then you leave the door open and pirates come in and rape and kill your family.
To watch the conservatives react to your unpersoning, right? That they were happy that it was done, right? They're happy to have the left work, do the work that they wouldn't do to you. And so it's each side is doing each other's work right now. I don't want to be involved in allowing.
Well, mainline conservatives go after the straw man they built about me and they want a virtue signal to the left. They still think mainstream media is cool.
No doubt. But I just don't want to be guilty of doing the work to allow at some point some regime to tell some social media platform.
Okay, so Cody Wilson, the 3D printable gun, you know, launcher, the icon of that. With all the big news, we'll come back in the next segment, get into what's happening currently with you. But what do we do then?
I think, look, my answer here is a technical and financial answer. If you have settlement in the browser with cryptocurrency, you can drive financial incentives that prevent consortiums of these interest groups from bounding together, like on YouTube.
So you're saying acting as market forces together with free will, we dominate them.
I literally believe that Bitcoin is also the answer to questions like this. If you make the exchange happen, not at the level of clicking the ad, but at the level of visitation of unique IP, right? Of visitation in the browser, what you do, what you interact with in the content. If that's the settlement layer of the financial, like a payment layer.
It's direct.
Right. And you have to then be as open a platform as you can be because that's the only way to survive financially. So forcing this.
They're forcing us to go point blank.
Mm-hmm. So honestly, this is a good opportunity for people to build the infrastructure in cryptocurrency.
No, I agree. They're extincting themselves, but they've thought about that, which means the moves they're making, Cody, means they're going to a total authoritarian model now.
Yeah.
As China and Europe have, yeah. We have to go to the total libertarian anarchic capitalist, whatever you call it, model now.
I think that's our only hope. I don't know that we'll get there, but their ambition couldn't be clearer. I agree.
Well, I always wanted to phase into this because I knew it would take time, but they're forcing us to go through the radical evolution.
But as you know, this is a great opportunity for growth and strength, right? It's great to build your own stuff. I mean,
Then when we're popular number one, they're like, Jones, you're number one on both apps on Android and Apple. We're going to delist you. It's all game.
Alex, we must imagine Sisyphus happy.
We'll be right back.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Cody Wilson, the original progenitor of 3D printable guns, is here in studio, kind of the ground zero of what the establishment calls disruptive technology as humanity builds towards this singularity and they attempt to suppress the fact in the future you could just have your own 3D printable system build a spaceship to take you to Alpha Centaurus or give you a new, you know, brain or cancer treatment. And so this is the real renaissance we're talking about. And so Cody Wilson's here. He's made a big announcement to Reuters just a few minutes ago. He's going to make it here on air right now. And then I want to ask him, how do we counter the draconian takeover of the election, massive election meddling, the crushing of all conservatives, libertarians, Christians, nationalists, pro-Trump people? I mean, it's just unprecedented at a Chi-Com level. And then the media is trying to go, how dare Trump even criticize it when it's all so naked and real? But so let's get into just this moment in history we are right now.
I love that the Chi-Com meme is real now, that, you know, Dianne Feinstein's driver was literally a PRC asset for like 25 years or something.
Oh, the whole thing. The Democrats are Chi-Com
it's
operatives.
So great. You know, that the politician Lee, I forget his first name, but he was busted selling AKs. This is a gun control politician. He was busted selling AKs to the triads, you know, in Shanghai and stuff. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a, you know, we're talking about Russian collusion month after month after month. I'm sure we'll discover a massive PRC Chinese Democrat
campaign. Oh, the Chinese communists, I mean, they are the Democrats. Party.
Yeah. And my friend, my co-founder Dinio says one day the PRC tanks will just roll into the streets and it'll all be complete. There'll be a military wing of this anti.
But it'll say Black Lives Matter. Someone will just bow down. Oh, yeah.
The social justice operation will be complete when the Chinese boots are on the ground. I love that meme. I think it's so good and not wrong. Right? Like it won't even be funny because it's so close to the truth that it hurts.
It is insane. So make your big announcement.
Big announcement.
Guys, let's zoom in on this guy, not me here. We're looking at me too much.
Look, a federal court. Where do you want me to look?
Right over there. Camera four.
Bam. A federal court in Washington has been celebrated for issuing an order yesterday saying that no American has the right to post, of course, me, and no American as well as me has the right to post blueprints for guns on the internet. I've had this fight for many years with the State Department, but now the state governments would come in and get a judge to give them this kind of order. Importantly, though, his order doesn't prevent me from doing many other things. And one of those things is what I've announced today. I'm simply, if I can't post the files online, I'll simply sell them online. InfoWars is a good example of this. There's no way to prevent the sharing of this information. So you can go to my website right now, defcad.com. You can visit, you can peruse the files. You can click on them and you can have them mailed to you. And of course, this judge has permitted me to email them to you, transfer them to you. I ask you, what's the difference at that point?
And you're following the judge's orders. And Reuters put this announcement out. They'll spin it that Jones is selling illegal guns by letting you have your free speech, just like Reuters did. But that's just every level they twist and engage in fraud.
That's right. Yeah, the AP story that I saw today says, well, he's posting them despite the federal order. No, I'm posting them according to the federal order. Do you understand? The judge gave me the authority to do it. I'm not contradicting the judge. I'm only carrying out his authorization.
And that's the thing is they spin whatever we do just constantly.
It's incitement. They want somebody to sue me, right? Because they see themselves as an element, right? Fifth column, you know.
And you've been sued a bunch.
Oh, so much.
State governments.
20 states in this union are currently suing me. Now, isn't it funny that no matter how much they sue me, no matter how many courts they bring me into, I can still give you my files today. Isn't that wild?
They've sued me 20 plus times.
Have they sued you 20 times at the same time?
No, I think you got me beat here. But I mean, it's insane.
No, you're getting, look, man, you're in court. I see your stuff all the time. And I'm always like, you know, Alex Jones. And a lot of your stuff is free speech stuff. A lot of our stuff is simply about
this. Oh, they always make up. The reason a bunch of stuff's been thrown out is that when it finally gets down to brass tacks, we show the judge we didn't say this.
Yeah.
It's just lies.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that anyone can just come into court and sue you anytime they want, and you have to spend 2 years sorting it out when it was nothing, you know? And this is what, at the end of the day, the states have decided to do for me. Because, of course, I didn't lose when I sued the State Department for 5 years. I ended up with a license to publish my files.
Yeah, remember, Obama had the State Department say no.
You're right. I had to suffer that for 5 years.
They claimed some export deal, even though you were a U.S. citizen in America. They claimed because it's the web, they claimed that you were a foreign distributor.
That's right, an exporter, yeah. And I had to beat that. It took me 5 years to beat that. Now, I built another company. I funded the law. I had fun, right? And I grew because of that oppression, right? And now I put my files online, and these state courts would come in and say, what? I don't have the right to share that with Americans?
And we've already won the case. And that's what the left doesn't get. We're not into victimology. We're not victims, as Tommy Robinson says. We're targets. And I don't think they understand metaphysically. They think everybody's losers like them. The more we get attacked, we get the more hardcore folks that actually support us.
That's right. Every single setback in my career, I think like yours, has only been an opportunity for further expansion, for further participation.
Because you were a winner and didn't crawl in a hole.
Right. And I'm not going to crawl in that hole.
There's a lot of folks crawl in a hole.
Of course. Look, when 20 states rain down on your head, Alex, I had in Pennsylvania, I had 45 minutes to prepare for a TRO hearing with a federal judge, right? I mean, it's lawfare. They just want to hit you until you shut up. That's the point. That's the one thing that you can't do.
I'm about to say what you want about you. You're a maverick and a trailblazer. You have been beating the snot out of them not even using a bunch of big lawyers, which my lawyers are great, but I wish I could do it like you're doing. I mean, they really got to hate your ass right now.
They're upset because what do you do? I have this, let's say, here's the prop. I have this license, right? This distinct license from the State Department. A state government can't come into federal court and strip that from me. So the battle's even worse than it was.
Yes, exactly. It's your creation. It's your thing. And if people, exactly.
It's they have quite a hill to climb.
Because they know it's killing America to ban a design.
Frankly, yeah, they would do anything to stop this culture, our American gun culture, even going into federal court and saying, Your Honor, any computer-assisted speech of any kind has no First Amendment value. These are the literal things that they file in federal
court. Because it's like the file tells somebody how to drill out their own system. It's like they're saying, it's like trying to ban a book that tells you how to make dynamite.
Right, right, which Amazon has no problem doing. Someone posted a book of my plans, right? Amazon takes it right off. I mean, they're happy to do it all.
And then once it's dynamite, then it's conservatism, Christianity, family. And then that's what it is. It's like once they set that precedent.
Easily. And without justification, right? Here's a book on the American gun culture. Gone from Amazon. What's the justification? Well, it violates
our... And by the way, now that they've been banning you and me, it's suddenly an avalanche. It's everybody. Which I think is going to backfire. I mean, they're banning everybody and their mama right now.
At least we can see it so publicly. I think that's what's so valuable about it. Let your enemies show you who he is.
No, I agree. And so Cody Wilson and of course, Defense Distributor website, defdist.org. Why are they being so naked and brazen and crazy right now?
Again, I think it's like we said about social media. At some point, these Democrats, they feel like they have a certain lock on cultural power. And that if they just knock one or two people off, they've got it. But this contradicts their religion, which is that one day they'd finally end American gun culture. They'd finally suspend it. But of course, we're presenting that the exact...
It's bigger than ever.
We're presenting that it's going to explode, right? It's going to expand the free exchange of ideas.
So is this their battle of the bulls? For those who don't know, like, we'd taken the beaches. We were about to go into Germany proper. The Nazis launched their counteroffensive. I mean, I think the Democrats and all this has a smell of... Zeb Dietrich and Battle of the Bulge.
There's some sincere desperation here. Yeah. They understand if they lose this one, that this is the Second Amendment
but
online.
Those on the front line, it's going to be a fight. We better get ready.
Hey, man, and I don't take it lightly. Like you said about lawyers, my lawyers aren't cheap. And this ain't some kind of like student council, after school thing that we're doing here. This is, we consider it very careful because these judges want you to lose, right? They're with the states. You have to out-lawyer them 2-1 to even have a chance. And that's what we've had to do for many years. Defcad.com. You can download, you can buy the files. Well, you can't download them, but you can buy the files and we can mail them to you and other things. And that supports our legal efforts. That's how we're going to beat this.
Has anybody ever committed a crime with one of your printable guns?
I'm sure if they had, someone would have brought it to my attention.
I was about to say, I mean, criminals don't go print guns off.
It's an extraordinarily difficult thing. And frankly, you have to be...
No, they steal it out of your house when you're on vacation.
Criminals are smart. They want a real gun that works.
They steal it out of a police car.
They pick them up out of trash cans. Printing guns is still a very difficult activity.
Now, where do you get guns? From a police buyback.
Which
I'm not into police corruption, but I kind of get cops selling guns out the back door. Like, old ladies bring like $20,000 shotguns and give them away. And the cops like, we're not destroying this. I mean, how would you take it and destroy it? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Cody Wilson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And then when we start the third hour, we're going to take your phone calls today on what do you think Trump should do to stop internet censorship? What's the right move? 69 and a half days out. So we're going to give the number out here in just a few minutes. We're going to be taking your phone calls. But let me get this out here because I'm on air and I'm so busy, I've barely been plugging it in. If I don't plug, we won't be here. We have 95% curcuminoid. The leading competitors in turmeric products have 3% on average. It's a total joke. It's a total fraud. We have 95% curcuminoids, but it's very hard then at California standards to be able to bring you this. So we're even looking at a new manufacturer, even though the manufacturer we have is one of the top organic manufacturers in the country. They just can't get us enough of it. So we have a couple thousand bottles left of this, and it may be until October or maybe even November, December till we get more. But despite that, I want you to see how great it is for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammatory support, immune support. It has turmeric root extract, 95% curcuminoids, boswellia, Cetera extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, and pepperine from black pepper, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Look at the hundreds and hundreds of reviews, five-star reviews, 98% ratings. This is the strongest we could come out with. And other folks sell it for really expensive and then rip you off with 7, 8, 9, especially in turmeric. Sometimes some companies mark it up 15 times. Because if you put 3% curcumin in there and everything else, the bottle costs more than what's in it. Not with us. You're getting, the bottle's just full, a two-month supply. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the ultimate bone broth formula that has the turmeric and the chaga mushroom and the bee pollen and the alfalfa powder and so much more. That's $19.95. That's very close to cost, but I did a quadruple order on this because it's been sold out for 5 months. Mix it in with your whey, mix it in with your smoothies. It is incredible. The collagen, the bone, all of it that is in it, it's amazing. So find out about that at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. But whatever you do, support the broadcast. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. That way you can cancel any time, but you get that discount. And that way you don't have to remember every month or every 2 months, 3 months, however you want to set it, to where it comes to you and you get an additional 10% off. And every order gets 5% off with Patriot points on your next order. So there's a lot of specials. Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. So be sure and take advantage of that as well. Okay, getting back to Cody Wilson. I want to take Trump to the woodshed. I know he wants to sound judicious. His tactic, and I've talked to folks close to the president, very close to him, and I've talked to people like Ted Nugent on tape, and he said, don't worry, Trump will say what they want to hear to neutralize the opposition, and then he moves forward. But, you know, he is bump stocks. He doesn't think do anything. They're pretty much worthless. So he says, go ahead and ban those. I don't like that philosophy, but I get what he's saying from a political perspective. And it's the same thing. He came out. We've got a tweet here we can put on screen. I'm looking at 3D plastic guns being sold to the public. Already spoke to the NRA. Doesn't seem like to make much sense. Now, maybe he's saying you'd compete with the gun industry, and maybe they don't like it. So answer the question of what you think of the president, and then you're inside baseball. You're the top expert on this. Is the gun lobby against you, or what is Trump thinking?
I don't think there's a lot of daylight between me and the gun lobby on this issue, really. What's at issue here in this litigation is a set of rules about transfer of authority from the State Department to the Commerce Department. It's all very dry administrative law stuff.
Federal.
But ultimately, it affects actual exports of weapons and stuff and their related technical data. So look, it's just a side effect of this transmission of authority that my company and other people like us.
But I could transfer and sell the plans for a Remington 700 and it would take a machinist to do it and a metalsmith, but they wouldn't try to block that.
Well, they want to. They actually want to. That's what some of this is about. But actually, what's a controversy in the court is not whether that we can sell it. It's whether you can just put it on the internet. And, of course, you and I both know that these plans are all over the internet. They've always been. But, you know, we want...
So they want to penalize people that hold the files.
They'd like to, but they'd also like...
So this is book burning.
They want to penalize you from putting it into the internet, right? This definition of this as an export, though the State Department has given up this power.
Don't they get if they ignored you, would have gone nowhere, that it makes it sexier that they're on this jihad?
Look, I get it. I don't know when they'll get it, but this will continue. Obviously, like more people will download my, or will buy my plans at defcad.com because of news like today, because they know that people don't want them to have it. That's the primary driver of the interest. You're never going to make an AR-15 from scratch. You're never going to do that. But you might want the blueprints because you know the Attorney General of Pennsylvania doesn't want you to be able to do it.
They're never going to stop the flow of information. This is really the canary in the coal mine for the singularity. Talk about that. I mean, explain from your view the singularity and what this means. I mean, you're never going to stop any of this.
I did. It's interesting you use that. Yeah, I named this operation Integral Accident. And in theory, that means if information can be shared in any way, in this age, it can be shared in every way. And so there is no limitation. There's only the explosive, immediate speed of information from any corner. So, of course, if I'm able to sell it to you, if I'm able to email it to you and send you a link to it, this is virtually as good as you being able to download it.
So don't they get, by the Streisand effect, trying to suppress that it takes something from its initial explosion and then duplicates it to a whole other level?
When these states came into court to stop my website a month ago, I just had meager downloads, you know, in the hundreds, and they pushed it, right? They drove all that traffic there. Everyone knew they came to court to shut it down, and it went to the hundreds of thousands, right? It went to the tens and tens of thousands. Other websites popped up who say, I don't know if you can trust this, but who say millions of downloads.
Well, let me explain this, bring it myself. as above, so below. Yes, the power of the digital spread's the key, but it also gets the technocrats the power to kill it. We have now, it's like 2 million downloads on Apple, 1 million downloads on Android. We can look at for our new thing that came out like a month ago, right before we got banned, we have to have a new app come out. We're number one on both news app, top 20 apps worldwide. They just delisted us, Cody, where you've got to hand search it, you can find it. So it's like I won the Indy 500, but they said it didn't exist. So the power of digital is twofold, I guess, when you're on their platform, because we're number one and five stars, but you don't see it.
Mm-hmm. I'd use that in reverse. The power that this judge had to tell me not to share files online is the power to authorize me to sell them. So look, everything contains its own antithesis. The catastrophe conceals the opposite catastrophe.
Every action has Newtonian physics.
Yeah, it's just how it is. And we live in an internet age, and you don't get to vote on that.
So let's go back to the zenith or the genesis, the progeneration of when you first had this idea, what you went to UT or whatever, 6-7 years ago, or how long ago?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, yeah. 6 years ago, maybe, yeah.
Right, so tell us about that.
Well, look, I was at UT, and I had this idea. I decided that it was really Assange. It was WikiLeaks. You know, I didn't have a word for it, but it seemed like what Assange was doing in Cablegate was more important than Romney and Obama and all the stuff I was watching on TV. That wasn't politics. That was non-politics.
This was like the horse and buggy being replaced with a Model T.
What Assange was doing was real, present, immediate activism, which affected the life of nations, you know, and which affected real politics. And I thought, my God, you know, it's the internet. What could you do with WikiLeaks that could affect other aspects of the political? And I thought, what is WikiLeaks for guns? And that was it. I've been on that road for 6 years.
And to show out, you were able to have one of the first 3D printable guns, popularize it, all from just in your dorm thinking about this.
That's right. It cost me nothing to build that gun. It cost me $18,000 in a few months.
What was it? It was like an M4, right? Or
not even
AR-15?
I did build parts. You're right. I would come in here and be like, look, Alex, I built an AR-15 part.
So what was the first gun, 3D chambering?
We built parts, but then eventually in 13, we built an entire gun. Every single component was printed on a 3D printer. And that was what, you know, really expanded people's minds. They were like, oh, no.
And that's like going from handwritten Bibles to printing press. We don't think of it as a big deal, but it's like Gutenberg.
Conceptually, it was like, whoa, it was the whole concept, the whole proof of concept. And they challenged that for years. Just the idea that you could do it, the idea that you could share it and tell other people how to do it. And there it is. That's the gun.
I remember this right outside Austin.
That was the first gun, well, credited as being completely printed on a 3D printer. Now, I don't regard that as an especially important gun. It doesn't work well, but it was its information that was at stake.
It's a concept.
Mm-hmm. And it was a demonstration that
it's like the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk. It wasn't an F-18 or it wasn't a stealth bomber.
I'll let you say it. But I do.
No, but I mean, it's still the first one's what counts. We think of that at the Smithsonian as more important than, you know, an SR-71 Blackbird.
It's been called.
Because only 50, 60 years later, we got an SR-71 Blackbird. It shows human trajectory.
I think this is what's being challenged in court as well. That the states say
it's human trajectory.
They say future developments. We have to stop future developments. Sorry, you don't have a cause of action to stop future developments. You don't get to come into federal court on that question.
Jesus Christ. Excuse me. We have a lot of Christian stations. I am a Christian. I have verbal control, and I respectfully say I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. I'm saying, wow, God is amazing that we're made in God's image as creators, and whatever we can imagine. There were physicists 150 years ago with equations for atomic weapons, and 67 years later, they had them. I mean, just think of the power of the human mind. It's amazing.
And we've been through this controversy legally. In the Cold War, you know, there was...
Yeah, what about the guys that drew up plans for atomic bombs? I mean, you're like, you know, have the court stop them because their brain came up with it?
The Supreme Court has said, no, of course, there's a First Amendment interest in publishing secrets for the H-bomb. Is a plastic gun as dangerous as an H-bomb?
Can we handle the Promethean fire of the gods? Cody Wilson, final segment straight ahead, then your phone calls. Spread the links. Cody Wilson's our guest. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I'll give the number out. Cody, Trump trying to get our morals up, trying to expand our economy. I mean, if you disagree with Trump, tell us it's fine. We're not a cult. But I tell you, what an amazing time to be alive and to see the full system throwing their weight against him. What would you call this point in history we are?
Whoa, that's a big question. I don't know. Is this the I generation? We're on a bridge. On the other side of this bridge, we can see the post-liberal world order. We can see it now. I don't know what it looks like, but we can see it. And that's got everybody upset because all politics has been...
And they're trying to hold us back and they can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Everything's been about maintaining the post-war liberal world order, right? And this is why I think you're so great about it, because you've
Bretton Woods.
You've conditioned people for this mental template that there is an info war. Absolutely. What's happening to me in court? It's a war over the information related to guns. It is a literal info war in Virilio's terms. I'm happy to be here, man. They are preventing the new politics of the future from happening. They want it stillborn. And they would, if they could, take any power.
Because the real future will be the real college of ideas and a real individualist collectivism where individuals take action, but everyone then votes really on what's real and the best, and we just go...
There's a...
I mean, it's like, can you see it? Like...
Limitless asymptotic accelerations of science, techno-science, economic powers.
I'm begging for memes. Usually when I do this, they have like little goblins come out.
It would be my honor.
You want to be our meme? Let's do it together. Let's do it together.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Take that, Hillary.
If I could, I just pray to God that someone makes something out of that. Send it to me, please.
I love it. That's my favorite thing in life is I'm making memes out of it. I used to pay to have mean memes against me.
Yeah.
And they didn't get I liked it. And then they finally figured it out and stopped funding them.
Alex, there was a special mission that I know of in Austin to convince you that Bitcoin was a good thing. It was a special, they were going to meme you into believing in Bitcoin. Did it work? Did it take?
Do you believe I think cryptocurrencies are great.
Is that right? Yeah. Can you buy things in your store in cryptocurrency?
We I think so.
Yeah. Well, if you can't, use BTC Pay Server. It's great open source software. I would love to see InfoWars accept Bitcoin. That's good stuff, man. What can I tell you, though? What else can I tell you? About what? You wanted me to ask you to say something about Trump?
Tell me your favorite color.
Yeah? Black, man.
Not a color.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all colors.
What's your second favorite color?
Blue. I'm wearing a lot of blue.
Blue's nice.
Yeah? You a fan of that? Do we not have a stream on Facebook? Is that they just pulled us down?
I think as you were on, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. You know, that happened to me on YouTube yesterday.
Oh, it's they're doing it to everybody. It's like,
yeah. It's like if I, that, there was,
they can, it's all subjective. Like, I went to college. I'm an SJW. George Soros funds me. I saw something I disagree with. I have power. It's like a real video game. Oh, 50,000 people are watching. No.
Let me tell you.
You are a Nazi. I'm funded by Soros, a real Nazi, but I said you are.
That's fantastic. If there's one thing you're allowed to say in the internet, it's what food you like, what music you like, what else? That's about it, I think.
What's your favorite music?
Yeah, I think that's accessible. That's the range of public discourse now. And even then, you got to be careful not to like some type of music. That's cultural appropriation, of course.
Well, here's the deal. You're stepping into a wider world. Quite an adventure, Cody Wilson, another fellow Austinite. And we salute you. We're the best websites for people to find your evil information.
You can purchase this information at defcad.com. That supports our efforts in court right now. It ain't cheap fighting 20 state governments. And of course,
can people just donate there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a donation pledge there. And you can join Defense Distributed, which is our organization.
You've got your nice girlfriend over here.
I have my associate, my professional.
I hope that's associate. I hope that's a very professional relationship.
I assure you that it is nothing but the highest.
Because any relationship between a man and woman is kind of illegal now. So,
well, look, it is made to be, isn't it?
It's evil.
There's a real screen against it, but we maintain the highest professional standards at Defense Distributed. We are a defense industrial technical company, equal opportunity employer.
And you work very hard.
We work in Austin, Texas, for the advancement of all. For the common man.
Well, we should come by your factory and do a report on it. Cody Wilson.
That. I'd love that.
Good to have you here with us. We're going to come back, give the number out, get into... Oh, have you heard the latest on South Africa? I don't think you've heard this yet. It's on newswars.com. It's quite the little jewel. In fact, I had that an hour ago and never covered it. Somebody reprint it. Help me, I'm weak. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanks, Cody. Good to have you here.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The Cape of Good Hope, the first white settlement on the African continent, was settled by Dutch farmers in the 17th century. The lineage of these Dutch farmers are known today as the Boer, or as Afrikaners. And for many years, they have established themselves as much as any of the many tribes living in the Cape today. When the Dutch arrived at the Cape in 1652, the land was too arid for crops and was only inhabited by a small few pastoral nomads known as the Khoikhoi. The Dutch settlers proved themselves to be masters in the art of dry land farming and dedicated their lives to fostering the region into abundant farmland. Over the years, South Africa grew in abundance and dozens of African tribes migrated to join the growing settlement in the Cape of Good Hope. Aside from being the only white people, the Boer blended in with everyone else. And for generations, they lived in relative harmony. They had their issues, but conquest of land was respected and honored by local tribes. It was Britain who most rigorously challenged the Boers' existence there. Once the French invaded the Netherlands, England sought control of the Cape in South Africa. The Boers were devout Christians who found deep purpose in the stewardship of their farmland. And they had serious disdain for British rule. Britain began imposing taxation upon the colony. They sent missionaries in to stoke the flames of discord between the Afrikaners and other local tribes. And in 1795, the British invaded the Cape of Good Hope. This led to what is known as the Boer Wars. The Boers' resistance against the British was greater than most. But after killing 30,000 Afrikaner women and children in the first ever concentration camps, the British had finally broken the Boers' spirit to resist. South Africa officially became part of the British Empire in 1910, and almost immediately following this, the British government began imposing some of the most racially divisive laws in history. By 1948, these divisive laws gave birth to apartheid, which was defined by an authoritarian political culture based on BASCAP, white supremacy. Apartheid created so much racial division between the Afrikaners and the African tribes that by the 1990s, violent communist party, the ANC, had easily risen to power. The ANC took orders from communist Russia, and they trained in the art of revolution. They proudly sing songs about killing all the white farmers and create laws that legalize the theft of private property. Racism is not the problem in South Africa. Before the racially divisive laws implemented by British rule, there was relative harmony. What this is yet another communist takeover of a once great sovereign nation. What we are witnessing now is perhaps the classic communist move. Kill the farmers, starve the nation. Mass murder of the population so that the communist control freaks can carve up the remains and take whatever is left for themselves before the whole thing slides into the abyss. The mainstream media, desperate to keep their audience from awakening to the truth, remains mostly silent about the South African crisis, aside from spinning it as a so-called right-wing conspiracy. But to the many who are waking up today, this only reveals their devout capitulation to the thieves and tyrants who own them. This is Greg Reese reporting for Infowars.com.
Back live. Powerful piece by Mr. Reese. That's really the communist secret program for the world. Go into a place that almost no one lived in 400 years ago, that white settlers came to, built farms in the middle of the wasteland. Africans move in from all over Africa. African populations explode. If you go back to the history books, people got along very well. The African tribes still fight with each other. But the Christians kind of navigated that and Christianized a bunch of groups. And then the British come in, they take over, not against the British people, but the British Empire, because the gold and silver and diamonds that were there more than anywhere else in the world, and they take over. And then they create the racial laws that blacks don't have rights to create the division for control. And then all these years later, you've got the brainwashed communist blacks and whites and others hating the white Afrikaners. And here's the next big piece of news. Bombshell. It's on newswars.com. Bombshell. South Africa forcing farmers to repay bank loans on seized lands. Did you hear me right? They're taking not just old farms, but farms that people bought, the scrub brush. And they're saying, we're going to take your land. This is in the South African news. But then if you owe millions of dollars or millions of South African currency for it, you've still got to pay it back. No one's ever done that. Even the Soviets and the Nazis, they took your land. They would just ignore bank loans or whatever. So this is next level, but the commies always work with the banks. Bombshell, South African forcing farmers to repay bank loans on seized lands. White farmers will still be expected to repay loans on land, even if it is seized by the South African government, according to statements made by Nedbank. And we'll pull this up on newswars.com so I can show folks a screenshot, please. A screenshot of an email ostensibly sent by a Nedbank client services resolution manager asserts that borrowers with mortgages on expropriated property, again, the South Africans say, we're not going to steal it, we're going to expropriate it. We're not going to kill you, we're going to make you dead. I'm sorry. A screenshot of an email ostensibly sent by Nedbank, one of the biggest banks in South Africa, client services resolution manager, asserts that borrowers with mortgages on expropriated property will be obligated to continue bond payments whether they are compensated by the government or not. Dear customer, thank you for your query, your question. You have raised with regard to the impact of land expropriation to your bonded property. Nedbank is not privy to what provisions may or may not be for land purchasers whose land is encumbered and what the proposed review committee would come up with to address this. However, we believe a balance needs to be achieved between the parliamentary agenda and the particular, the law of contracting. You're sure the banks are involved in all this, of course. It is important to note that home loan agreement is subject to a contractual agreement and bond payments remedy due to payable until such a time that the bond is paid in full, irrespective of any form of land appropriation. Of course, that's an act of God, the government taking it, so you're null and void. This is just fraud, in my view. With or without compensation, so you're going to pay with or without compensation, we would encourage you to continue with bond payments until such a time as a termination is made, the time of which is also unknown to us. We trust that our response meets with your expectation. That's like telling Jews being sent to a death camp, we're going to pull your teeth out for the gold and take everything you got. We already took your house 5 years ago. And if you got any bank loans, we're going to still say you owe those even in death. So death and taxes, how about that, ladies and gentlemen? And then it just gets worse from there. I'm going to go to break. I want to take first-time callers specifically when we come back on one issue. What do you think of the censorship and what should Trump do to counter it 70 days out? That is the only question we're answering. I want to hear from you. I love you, but I want you to have a good phone, be ready to answer that question. I want to ask you that because I respect you and want your view. First time callers, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Whatever you do, spread the live links and tell folks on local stations how to tune in.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shudder from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound.
couture in the summer of rage. They're building mass graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
We should get Shooter Jennings back on. He hadn't been on in years. He defended me real nice on Joe Rogan. By the way, at the end of this hour, I got a statement to make on Joe Rogan. I talked to him at length. What day was that? Saturday morning. So he gave me a call. And you guys got to remind me or I won't remember to do it. It's important because he reaches hundreds of millions of people a month. And it's been a big controversy over a bunch of stuff. I think Joe's a great guy. So I got a statement to make at the end of this hour on that, if the crew reminds me. Will you guys remind me to do that? Because you know me, out of sight, out of mind. You guys give me a roger on that? I could just remind me. All right, we got Larry, we got John, we got Joe, we got Jeremiah, we got Mike. Here's what happens. I started out on talk radio 23 years ago. And I would just, the calls came in. And I didn't even have a call screener. I'd say, call in. And when I'd go to break, I had one guy running the board, but he wasn't a call screener. I'd say, where are you calling from? And just, I'm going to go to you right when we come back. So I'd go to the calls, and I love calls. Then I started doing a show out of my house with GCN with the satellites, and it was always like remote. They were up in Minnesota. I was in Texas, and we'd take the phone calls. And sometimes they sit there for 30, 40 minutes because they had a bunch of phone lines. And it was always different because I'd have to announce the caller and have the person there put them on air. And it becomes a little annoying. So I kind of went crazy yesterday, and I apologize. I've got a lot on my mind, and I'm trying not to be a jerk. Callers wouldn't be there, or callers wouldn't be ready, or callers' phones are bad, or their radios are on. And you do five or six of those in a row, I go crazy. But John Harmon, who I've worked with for 15 years, now has come down to InfoWars in Texas from Minnesota. We've got a great crew out there. And he does affiliate relations. But for the next week or so, he's going to sit in when we take calls an hour a day. And so we get you ready, and I get to you, and you're not holding more than 20, 30 minutes, and you're off. And then if you're already holding, we just shut the phones down and open them up again. That way nobody ever holds more than 30 minutes. And in the spirit of that, we're going to go to Aaron, Mike, Joe, John, Larry, and others right now on the incredible stuff happening in this country. Trump fighting back against the censorship, praise God. What does he need to do next? 70 days out from this election, all the amazing things unfolding. What a time to be alive. I mean, they are censoring everybody and their dog. I mean, and they're admitting they're doing it. It's so illegal. It's so organized with big tech together. And they've taken 70 days out, Republicans doing nothing as a green light to go crazy. I've made this my big issue. They shadow banned me and then fully banned me. First person in world history on a geopolitical level has happened to because they feared it. 3.5 weeks ago, because they feared you. And I think it's backfired on them, but it's still up to all of you how concerned you are about this and the stories that are on InfoWars.com. But I'm betting on you. I believe in you, and I love you, and I thank you. So let's go to a caller in Canada. Let's go to Mike in Canada. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Oh, I'm in New Hampshire.
Doesn't matter. You're on air, so see.
How you doing?
It's happening now. At least the state was wrong, but it's okay.
You got my name. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters right now.
I was calling about the censorship as well. I mean, I'm in like a Facebook group too. Because if I post something on my Facebook, you know, I don't really want people to see it and all. But I mean, I'm part of a group and I do it there. And that group literally got like quieted down. I didn't see anything from the group at all. And then. I guess it got shadow banned, so they made a new one. But, I mean, we're doing it on that one now. But speaking of like that, I have a few friends that are like Democrats and all. I mean, on Facebook, and that's fine. You don't bother me. But their stuff is always at the top of my feed, and their stuff is everywhere. Boom, 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 all day long. Democrats, this now, this thing on Snapchat, or CNN.
Well, totally. I mean, if you look at Ann Coulter's feed, my feed, Trump's feed, hundreds of pages of their garbage. We're nowhere. And like you said, the last few months, suddenly you had all these friends. You were talking. Americans aren't allowed to talk. You sit down and shut up, prisoners. Suddenly nobody can talk to each other because you're all shadow banned. But does that make you vote Democrat? No, I think it makes you get pissed.
Yeah, I mean, my to be honest with you, my parents are kind of democratic, and look at me, I'm listening to Alex Jones. You know, I'm tired of it. So, I mean,
hey, to your parents, does your son deserve to not be able to talk to other friends on Facebook? Is that American, parents, and they should really vote for Trump?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, my dad, he voted for Trump. But, I mean, like, you know, like, just the things he says, I'm like, dude, you're a Democrat sometimes.
Well, is your dad proud now that the 4.6 growth rate, and, it paid off?
He is proud. He is proud of that, so.
Well, what about your mother? Is she going to side with you and your free speech, or side with the censors? Is she going to side with trillion-dollar companies trying to rob you of your birthright, or is she going to side with you?
I'm putting her in my truck, and I'm taking her there, and she's voting, so. She ain't going to vote Democrat this time, but it's all right. But anyways, I mean, like,
beautiful.
The Facebook thing, I just couldn't believe it. Like, every single one of my Democrat friends, I mean, I don't got problems with them, but it just drives me crazy all day long, you know? And then a few friends of mine that are conservative share something. It's like one to every 25, you know?
Brother, I see it on my own iPhone that, you know, and iPhones are glitching out. And I got all this weird spam and crazy stuff flying up. And CNN's always popping up and MSNBC without me asking. And just, it's in the feed. I turn it on. It's like, bzz, 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 bzz. It's just like, wow. You know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, sorry to interrupt, but I have an idea. I think maybe, I know it's going to be a big idea, but maybe, because when I voted for Trump years ago, I'm in New Hampshire, and I voted for Kelly Ayotte because she was the Republican. And I got home. And she goes, I wrote for Mike Pence in the presidency. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I was wondering, and she ended up losing because she didn't vote for him. But anyway, I was wondering if you guys could maybe make a list of, like, who the patriot is in every state, you know?
No, I hear you. You know, folks who've done that, just look at whoever Trump endorses. Not all of them are perfect, but I trust the president. He's smart. I'm going to say it. He's smarter than I am at 72. He's got more stamina. And when who he endorses is who I'm backing. He isn't perfect, but we've just got to back him because he's in the center of things. God bless you. We're going to go to break. Thank you, Mike. And they did say New Hampshire. I don't know why the hell I said Canada. See, even when they do a perfect job, I screw up. So I just got to stop caring so much. The truth is I care so much, folks. I mean, we advise the president. We've got all the documents. We've got the proof. Other people are scared to tell him what's going on. And they're coming down on me because they know it. And I've kind of not said it the last year, hoping they'd, you know, figure I wasn't, you know, actually as influential as I am, but they got everything tapped, they know. So they're coming down on me because Trump's the real deal, folks. When we come back, Larry, John, Joe, Aaron, Chuck, Rodney, bam, 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 your call straight ahead. This is the most censored broadcast in the world. I didn't talk, it's the truth. Are you sharing the link? We are the kryptonite to the globalists. We are high noon to the vampires. We are the light in the dark of the night. We have the enemy code. We know how to defeat them. Spread the link however you can. Stay with us.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty.
This was the anthem of the 2016 election here in InfoWars. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. It's short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit.
I gotta tell you, old Smokey's got his ears on. And he's out on your trail. And he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just knock that down a hound and give him hell. I think I'm gonna listen to that when I drive out of the office today. Some good stuff right there. Charlie Reed. Oh, that's good. I want to go to Corey and Gracie and everybody here in just a moment. Here's the deal. I don't want to wish ill of the dead, even Adolf Hitler, even though he was a really bad guy, or John McCain. It's just bad luck. But the worship fest of John McCain, Keating 5, ISIS, Al-Qaeda backer, open borders, anti-gun, favor of the Democrats, Trump's main enemy, calling him a traitor, and just Lindsey Graham worshiping him for like the last hour on Fox News. Can we punch that up for TV viewers? I mean, they're trying to kill the First Amendment and steal. I guess he just finished.
So emotional.
And steal the election Lindsey right now. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can. And all I'm hearing about is John McCain. What about the First Amendment? Could we have a 5 days in laying in state for that? Maybe flags at half staff? For the? I'll tell you what. Let's give McCain 5 years at half staff. In fact, let's take flags down forever. Because he's like God. Stole $500 billion, you know. You name it, he's a great guy. Anti-American guy. I agree. He's the best person since, you know, I mean, he's, I guess, according to them, better than Jesus. Can we just have a week at half staff for the First Amendment? No, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. Everything our veterans and our ancestors fought for all being flushed down the toilet. No. In fact, I think we should burn the Bill of Rights and Constitution in offering to John McCain and his father, corrupt admirals. Because throwing the election to Obama and saying Obama isn't connected to radical Islam and all that is lies. Well, that's a good thing. Because everybody said so. So I want to apologize for America even existing. Now, like the old Vikings did, when their wife and kids died, they'd kill them and burn them up on a boat with them. And I'm not saying do this, but maybe I'm being hateful to McCain if all of America isn't blown up with nuclear weapons because of his death. Just nuke the entire, blow the planet up. Because this old, corrupt, lying, globalist piece of trash is God. Does George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, said so? I mean, should we, I'm asking the question, should the Earth be, should they use the fission-fusion antimatter weapons the Air Force admitted 12 years ago they have to forget the planet, blow up the solar system? Hell, forget the solar system, the galaxy. How about the universe? And like a royal Viking pyre, destroy creation because of McCain. Walking around, always going, he was powerful everywhere. I mean, just what a corrupt joke. And all these fawning sycophants worshiping him. I mean, please, God. I tried to be nice about it, but Lord. And then Trump says he's a great guy and his family's great and all that stuff, and they attack him for it. It's like, good Lord, this guy is a globalist, a New World Orderite. We're going to go to a caller in California. We're going to go to Corey right now. Corey, thank you for calling today. You're on the air.
Sir, it is an honor to be riding co-pilot with you right now in the spear against the spearhead against globalism and tyranny.
It's good to have you. Do you agree with me that maybe the Pentagon should blow the planet up in honor of McCain?
I believe they should. I believe they should. Let's just go full nihilist and just take it all out.
He's so good. He's so close to Satan's heart. I mean, he's such a good person. The news said so.
You know,
McCain. Sorry.
I have friends who were actually casualties of his war that I fought next to in Iraq. And, you know, and the lies that he said that he sold us to get us into Iraq, you know, it's really hard to look over. And, you know, I watch the CIA propaganda machine spewing out the let's deify John McCain. It works. Even on a woke individual like me, I almost had a tear streaming down my eye. Oh, he died. And then I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, nah, screw this. This isn't going to happen. And,
well, McCain blew up the Death Star.
Oh, how did he do that?
Well, I mean, he defeated Darth Vader. But look, he helped found the modern ISIS. He's on record doing it. I mean, the guy was a monster with a voting record like the Democrats. But, oh, McCain. Why do you think there's so much McCain worshiping? Oh, I love him. He's so cool.
I know why there's the worship, and it's because of that wonderful executive order that you had brought to light the other day, that limelighting, that you should limelight it more, that one that Obama had signed in.
Yeah, the executive order countering propaganda, exactly, and he helped get it through, so... It's just all of that. It's like naming the end of the First Amendment the John McCain Superhighway. Exactly. It's like on the First Amendment's tombstone, you say John McCain countering disinformation and propaganda act. Yeah.
Yes, in cahoots with the Clintons and the Obamas. But the way Trump can beat this is to rescind the executive order. You said it yourself the other day, sir, and you have to limelight that and beat it into their skulls politically and spiritually. We have to take back that executive order, cut the head off the snake, and watch it die in front of us.
I agree. And as you call it limelight, you know, the great Ted Nugent calls it spotlighting cockroaches. And that's what we're doing. And look, I hope McCain's in heaven. I hope he, you know, had a better day. He was horribly corrupt. He said, it'll be on my tombstone, the Keating Five. No, it's not. It's the whole devil media worshiping you because you tried to derail Trump. God bless you, Corey. And, you know, Trump took the high road and got pissed in his face, basically. We're going to go to Canada now. We're going to talk to Gracie. Gracie in Canada, thank you for holding her on the air. What's on your mind today?
A conservative vegan, if that's even possible. And we listen to you every day here.
I'm a vegan as well. After every time I finish a giant steak. No, probably is healthier with all the stuff with the meat today, but go ahead.
Don't judge. I know that meat has healing qualities too, so I'm one of those people who's
very nice. Go ahead.
Now, there was Fully Raw Christina, who is vegan online, who promoted your secret 12, your B12.
That is
and,
vegan.
She was completely censored and delisted for promoting your B12 online, so I wanted to bring that up. She's quite possibly a fan, Fully Raw Christina, out of Houston. The third thing I wanted to mention was that one way to deter the upcoming false flag on Trump supporters and Trump-supporting media is to have a countdown the moment that one opens your website, gets onto your page, the countdown comes in. 69 more days left for Democratic operatives to stage false flag to blame Trump supporters.
I think that's a great idea. We should have a countdown of the election, countdown to false flag, because you can see them setting it up.
That's right. And also, yes, a rolling scroll underneath your videos, your live stream on your website, that brings people to BitChute, Reel.com.
No, I agree. I have even rolling screens on the walls, all the studios. We just have to every day not put one generic thing in, but load our headlines in, interspersed with NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and then aim the cameras at that to remind folks you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's over there on that side right there. That's a big thing that lights up right over there. It's over on the other side towards my right over there. We've got it in all the studios, and it's a great point. Wow, Gracie, you are awesome. Thanks for the call from Canada. She had a lot of great ideas. We might want to turn on all the stuff we've got, and we need to just load the daily's top headlines, like banks announced South African farmers have their land taken must still pay the loans back. That's a pretty big headliner. Trump promises to go after illegal Google censorship.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going right back to your phone calls for the next couple segments. Then Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, always loaded for bear, is going to be joining us. But first, Joe Rogan. Look, I've known Joe since like 98, 99. I've been good friends with him. He's a really smart guy. He's always been a comedian. He's always been an entertainer. And he never really wanted to get into politics. He always wanted to stay out of it. I'd call him pretty much a libertarian. He's not a conservative. He's not a liberal. You know, he's a pro-gun guy, but he's also, you know, socially liberal. And, you know, he started his podcast like 10 years ago or whatever, and now it's one of the biggest podcasts in the world. And I never really pushed hard to be on it, but he had me on like last February, not this year, but last year. It was the biggest podcast he ever did at that time. And then they delisted it. They didn't allow you to see it on iTunes like they've done with us having the number one iPhone app for news on iTunes or Droid. We were number one on both after just a few weeks of us being banned, so they delisted it. You can still download it at Infowars.com/app, but it's been delisted. So I started getting irritated because the media makes such a big deal about the Joe Rogan interview. And again, it had over 40 million views total, about 6.5 million on YouTube. And I know that Joe's a great platform where I could be able to set the record straight about a lot of disinfo. He has a very wide audience. And so he had Shooter Jennings on a few weeks ago, and I hadn't seen the interview since last Friday, so it took me about a week to see it. And Shooter was defending me, but Joe said, yeah, well, Alex is in, you know, all this turmoil, I'm not going to really get him on because I don't want to be in the middle of all of this. What was the word he used when he called me Saturday? Chaos. And so that's what it comes down to. But Joe said, listen, the chaos is so crazy. I guess I got to get in the middle of it because it's not stopping. It's not going anywhere. So he said he's having me on a show, and I can do it, subject to dates, but I'm pretty sure I can do it in late September. So we're talking a month from now, I'll be on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and that'll be a good deal. And, you know, I've said some negative things. Joe said some negative things. One of his friends told me that, you know, Joe's family had been threatened. And then when I talked to the friend, they're like, well, I think he was threatened. So that wasn't accurate that he was threatened not to, you know, cover the New World Order. But Joe isn't afraid to have me on. He seriously is trying to keep control of his show and not turn it just into a political thing, and I respect that. But because it became such a big deal, now he wants me back on. And obviously I want to go on there because I like to go on and hang out with Joe and get out in front of the censors. Joe's a man of his word. He said I'll be on in late September. So I look forward to going out to Los Angeles, which I really don't look forward to. But I look forward to going to see Joe. One of my most unfavored places is Los Angeles. Sorry if you live there. You could pay me not to go there, but I will go there to talk to 20, 30, 40 million people. And I think this interview, and I said, Joe, let me sneak up on it. Let me just show up because they'll try to manipulate and protest or whatever. He said, I don't care what they do. I'm not being threatened and not have you on. I want you on. So I said, he said, go ahead and promote it. So here we are like 3 or 4 days later. I'm finally getting around to it. So there you go. I'll be on the Joe Rogan Experience. And he's not censoring anybody. I appreciate him having me on. Coming up on the late part of next month. So stay tuned for that. Okay, let's go ahead and take more calls. We see Justin and Larry and Jessica and Joe and Susie and Ron and Aaron and Steve and Chuck and Kevin and Rodney and Chase. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that would be Justin. Justin in Georgia. Justin, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
It's an honor.
Welcome.
You've been asking for input on how we should deal with the internet censorship, and I just wanted to say that I think it's important that we reflect back on how did we get to this point from 1776, you know, when the founding fathers were incensed over relatively small incursions into our liberty, like, you know, not much different from the taxes you pay when you buy groceries.
Well, the big thing is they had monopolies where you couldn't even get into land management or business or any manufacturing unless you were a British lord. So it was that monopoly that really made them mad.
Okay, well, yeah, you know more about history than me, but I think it was Lenin that said basically that they wouldn't be able to take America down by brute force. They'd have to sabotage us from within.
And that's exactly what he said, and that's what globalism is. And then you see Bill Maher and you see Cuomo saying, we want to sabotage America. America sucks. They don't even hide it. And the crowds go, yeah, F America, bankrupted. Yeah, we hate America. I mean, my God. Then they say, we're Russian agents because we're making it great again? Yeah, right.
And we see these things like the censorship at the, you know, the high institutional level. We see like a spirit, you know, taking control of the arms of government and the big tech corporations. But it's like a virus where you can keep trying to cut those tumors off. But if you don't get to that little piece of DNA that's circulating from cell to cell.
No, I agree. And look, the heart of it is Satanism. It's Luciferianism. It's hate of God. We were founded as a Christian nation. And at the end of the day, it really is an occultic attempt to dominate America.
Yeah, I want to, if you don't mind, I want to read you one of the Proverbs of Solomon. That
sure,
I think
go ahead.
Up. Yeah. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And I'm not saying like...
No, that means they don't have the fear of God in them or the fear of godly men. They have no fear.
I'm not saying like we're you know, I'm not talking.
No, I get it, but their wicked works manifest. They procreate. They grow. They multiply. They invent evil.
I'm saying we have like perverted the role of government. We have we've changed the duty of government from punishing evil to trying to prevent evil. And what are we doing?
Yeah, it's beyond that. It's trying to preserve evil. It's protecting evil.
Yeah. When a school shooting happens, when some atrocity happens, what do? We cry out for more rules more regulations, more chains. And I think if we do that with internet censorship, we're just going to get more of the same problem.
Well, I mean, if you look at Hillary or Peter Strzok or any of these people, I mean, these people look like psychotic serial killers. I mean, they act like fruitcake lunatic asylum people. Well, they all look like something. We all know what they look like, you know, folks that they get in a lot of trouble right now in Pennsylvania. And that's what it comes, and that's who they are. They're a cult. God bless you, Justin. I appreciate your call. All right, let's talk to Susie in Ohio. Susie. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I love you. I just wanted to talk about the censorship stuff. Like, I feel like more mainstream conservatives need to make a bigger deal about it, and they're, like, doing it to everyone, and I think it's looking bad on them, though. Like,
oh, no, I agree. It's the number one issue, and it's only Trump talking about it, and Congress is asleep at the switch. They are banning everyone. They're violating your civil rights to talk to people and bragging, and they think you're idiots.
Yeah, like, even on YouTube or anything, like, I've had all a bunch of comments censored and stuff, like, in support of you, and I notice how people will support you on there. But then on Facebook and Twitter, they're afraid because it's linked to their real name. It's
well, yeah, that's the message is, hey, you'll all be banned if you don't leave Jones in the dark. But then notice they're banned next. That was the test. Demonize Jones. Get everybody to desert him. Drudge didn't desert us. The president didn't desert us. You didn't desert me. So now we've got a fighting chance. But, yeah, I got to tell you, though, it's neck and neck, though. If people don't get upset about this, they can win.
Yeah. And also, what about the trans porn on your phone, Alex? Are you going to talk about that?
Say that again?
Trans porn on your phone. That's all they keep talking about.
You know, I saw a couple news articles about that. It's ridiculous. I was, like, looking up some reporter we're trying to hire today and punched in some number, and it popped up porn on my phone. Everybody's had porn pop up on their phones hundreds of times. So I'm sitting there with a phone on air showing it to everybody because I couldn't get a URL up in the studio. And then, like, something pops up, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I looked at it. It wasn't the news blurted out because there was nothing there. They blurred it to then say something was there. Then you went to it with some porn menu. I probably had porn menus pop up 500 times on my phone. So I appreciate your call. I mean, it's insane, ladies and gentlemen. There's two types of people. People that look at porn and people that lie about it. But I wasn't looking at porn on my phone. I don't take phones on air that I look at porn on. And so I saw all that. I didn't respond to it. I mean, if I respond to half the attacks on me, but then they spun it. The one article I saw a whole bunch, but I only read one. It was like, Jones, who hates gay people or trans people, is just like looking at this stuff. And it's like, I never said I hate anybody. I said, if you're heterosexual, homosexual, whatever it is, leave kids alone. But the LGBT community, not all the LGBT, but the LGBT community, LGBTP is LGBT pedophile. And they literally promote sexualization of kids and say, let us sexualize your kids or you're transphobic. So that's the whole entryway to try to teach kids that they're a different sex and ruin their lives who said that? What's her name? She's a lesbian liberal, but I agree with a lot of her writings. That's Lafette. Yeah, Camille Paglia. So, I mean, there you go. I'm a libertarian. They tried to sell that, the article I saw, like I was like, you know, I'm this big right winger or whatever, and I got caught. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But I'll say this. The Amazon ads, the Viagra ads, the weird non-plastic bag ads are taking my iPhone over. iPhones didn't used to be that bad like Androids. It's full of spam now.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, our news director, Rob Dew, just ran in here for the last two-minute break, and I talked to him about what the last caller called in about. I have been so focused on the president countering censorship and 96% of conservative news being blocked and all these people getting deplatformed and kicked off. I haven't responded to the news stories that I'm robbing people or that I'm running illegal radio stations, which isn't true, or that I destroyed evidence or that I'm a Russian agent or any of this. And then Duke came in and he goes, I'm glad you responded to that because a lady called in because he's like, it's on Newsweek, it's on this, and I'm getting a bunch of emails. And what is it? Anybody that's got a phone knows you're surfing around the internet typing in URLs. They have these traps if the email isn't right or the text isn't right where you type in that's like Amazon or Viagra ads or mortgage ads. Lately, it's non-plastic bags has been taking my phone over because I'll type something in and I'll get it wrong. And so I'm sitting there searching. Genovese is a company we're promoting. Yes, because I said in the morning, I'm having a sponsor on. I want the URL typed on InfoWarsYes.com and Genovese, if I'm saying it right, yes. I typed that in, and I'm like sitting there in a break. Something pops up, says you've got a virus, and I'm like, bloop, and then bloop, bloop. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I finally get InfoWars Yes up, and I go, look, and then pops up some screen with like some word on it. And then later they call me that after, and they go, hey, you want us to not put these videos up because 4chan says it's, you know, some type of porn. And they send me an image, and I'm like, that's like blurred white page. And I said, put it out. I don't even know what that is. And then it becomes Jones, who's a big homophobe and, you know, who's a Puritan and never had sex with a woman. He, who is totally obsessed with this stuff, is blah, blah, blah. And then I went and looked on my phone and couldn't even find what they said. I found one menu that was Tinder. So I guess that's what it loaded. It just starts going bloop, 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 all this porn. And it's like, you want guys, you want women, you want trannies. Oops, can't say that on Twitter. Transsexuals. And I'm like, okay, I got a Tinder ad on my phone. I'm not the Puritan here. I'm the libertarian. I say do whatever you want in your own bedroom as long as you don't hurt somebody else. But it becomes this big national news story. Jeunesse, okay, I say it wrong, Jeunesse. That's why I tied it like Genoese and, you know, whatever. The point is, I mean, I know it's great products and everything, and I'm teleprompter free, I go from memory. And they were here that morning. I go, where are my URLs? I want them typing it in on screen. I was throwing fits on air about it, like, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's had that happen. But the point is, then they spin it at Jones, the super right-wing Puritan pastor who leads, you know, major congregations of churches and says, executes the such and such as does this. And it's not even true. I'm not Jimmy Swaggart saying if you're with a woman out of wedlock, you're going to hell, and then you catch it with hookers. That ain't me, man. Everybody knows that. So I never even responded to this, but now it's just day after day after day because they want to distract me from the censorship. And I'm going to introduce this with Paul when we come back. We got loaded phone lines, but I got to go because Paul's here. The war room's coming up in about 55 minutes, but I'm going to put out special reports at InfoWars.com on 96% of conservatives being censored, them trying to steal the election by reports to the president. It's unbelievable. We even thought about doing a trolling deal that 4chan would catch like 1 second of some pop-up. We even thought, by the way, like I said this morning, they must have a virus on my phone. And it didn't torture me too much. I mean, but I was on Tinder for 5 minutes. I've never actually had a membership on that. My God. Again, I was looking up this female reporter we're talking about hiring from London. I put her name in, and it's not even her. And it's bloop, 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 bloop. You know, adult friend finder. You know, this, you want, you know, we got guys a mile away. We got chicks 2 miles away. And it's like babies. I've always said that I've had gay friends. I've always said I don't dislike, you know, dudes that take hormones that want to be a woman or whatever. I just said don't sexualize children like the Catholic priests and all this crap going on. So, you know, maybe I should just pull a stunt and go do a live broadcast from a gay bar. I mean, if they'd even had me in one of them. Like, here I am. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't dislike anybody that's pro-freedom. But the left is a cult and is trying to sexualize our children. And I am against the LGBTP. That's right. Add the P at the end for pedophile. I am against pedophiles, and I'm proud of it. I'm pedophile phobic.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love.
All right, I know I got loaded phone lines, and I was good today. I took a lot of calls, a lot of great callers. We love you. We appreciate you. Everybody holding. If you want to give us your address and where you are, we're going to send you a free InfoWars.com Octagon InfoWars new logo t-shirt in the size you want, a $20 value. You can buy those shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't really plug last hour. Paul Watson's about to take over, but everybody around this office knows I am laser beam focused on the number one issue, and that's free speech worldwide. We have in Germany, we have in Sweden, we have everywhere, in Brazil, you name it, populist governments getting elected. Macron's about to get unseated. It's all happening. You think, well, why don't they just get unseated? Well, they're parliamentarians. They might have 10 parties, 20 parties, and they do these coalition things. But, I mean, they're all hanging on by their fingernails right now. And that's why they're trying to distract us everywhere into Amarosa or into, you know, the stuff they're trying to do with us. And it's just a joke. Paul's got a big report coming out tomorrow. As important as the 96% of conservatives. It's not just 96% of liberal sites or your search. That means the majority of 96% of conservatives are knocked out. That's what that really means. And so everyone's learning about this, how they only put the negative results up, how they don't let you talk to people on Facebook. Twitter had a total shadow ban on most people. We had to actually go to the page. Now they've lessened up because president said it's illegal. Now he said the rest of this stuff's illegal. And so we're going to have big special reports on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com in the next few days, laying out how it's happening, who runs it, what's going on. But it is a stay-behind network in the CIA, in the Justice Department, in the Board of Governors, the FCC, to, quote, counter foreign propaganda. But then they just list us as foreign propaganda and come in and try to shut us down. So, Paul, I know you've got a big raft of things at Prison Planet on Twitter, editor-at-large of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I wanted to get your take on what's coming up. But just first, good news. I never even got this on the show today, even though I freaked out about it. I want to show a few of these tweets after you talk about it. What do you make of Trump coming out bold, saying it's illegal? You're censoring millions. You leave fake news like CNN up, but you're crushing the election. This is serious censorship. We are going to go after you. This is some tweets from a couple days ago here. Let's pull up the new ones if I can. I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I'll actually get the ones from today. Social media giants are silencing millions. Yeah, that was the one from a few days ago. It's the big ones today. And whatever happens, I'm going to stay here as late as I have to tonight to get this out. Here it is. Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing reporting of fake news media. In other words, they have rigged for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. Yeah, no positive news. Fake CNN is prominent. Republican, conservative, and fair media is shut out. Illegal, 96%. Results on Trump news are from national left-wing media. Very dangerous. Google and others are supervising voices, suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They are controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation, will be addressed. He goes on to say, is it illegal? So, Paul, what does the president do at this point? I mean, you've got an article you wrote today at Infowars.com. YouTube meddles in Swedish election by deleting right-wing content and sites put up by the opposing party. I mean, this is the new global corporate police censor. And you've got mainstream media dying dinosaurs like CNN, New York Times, actively as the watchdogs, the Stasi, going around flagging what gets taken down. And then Oliver Darcy adds insult to injury and says, no one's censoring you. It's crazy, when he's been the captain of it all.
Yeah, CNN put out an article saying there's no censorship of conservatives. That's a conspiracy theory. He was the guy lobbying for the past 6 months in meetings with Facebook and YouTube, in direct contact with Google, YouTube, and Facebook, telling them, oh, by the way, this violates your policy. This violates your policy. Censor them. Censor them. But there's no conspiracy to censor us. Google has responded since Trump put out these tweets, Alex, and said that they don't rig their algorithm because they're biased. They improve their algorithm and improve it to produce, quote, high-quality content. Just so happens that that high-quality content is NBC, is CNN, is the New York Times. So it's not that 96% of the sites coming up when you type in Trump news are left-wing or anti-Trump. It's that they're high-quality. Who decides what is high-quality? Google, the company that was in bed, according to the WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails, with the Hillary Clinton campaign from day one. So you can trust them. It's just like when they say, oh, we've got these independent fact checkers. They're nonpartisan. Who are they? Oh, it's Snopes.com, the most partisan left-wing website you could ever imagine. So it's just, Alex, it's just high-quality content. There's no censorship. These are the masters of the universe. So we just need to trust them.
And let's be clear, they're not just pushing all the globalist CNN stuff at the top and suppressing 96% of conservatives. That's what that really means. They're also then flagging and blacklisting and blackballing and shadow banning and outright banning anyone they don't like who's too effective that beats the algorithm. So Ann Coulter, Matt Drudge, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Paul Joseph Watson, you were 97% banned. We could see the algorithms. We had Google Analytics and Facebook. You were 97% banned a year ago, Paul, when you came out and bragged that we'd won and dominated, and the Financial Times and others went, holy hell, it's true. Why? And I'm not mad at you, but because we do toot our horn. It's not bad to tell folks we're winning. But they took you announcing that as a herald, because they know we don't lie, as the big victory. And so since then, they've been beavering away. But I think they've gone too far, Paul.
Well, of course, it was Congressman Quigley, a Democrat, who was in a committee session with a Twitter executive, complained about one of my tweets featuring in a trending news section about a completely genuine, real story. He claimed it was fake news. It wasn't fake news. They said, oh, no, don't worry. We've taken care of that. So, yeah, they've been doing it all along. The Facebook video views were another thing that they changed at the beginning of the year. I mean, usually my videos on Facebook would probably get at least 300,000 overnight, maybe more after a couple of days, maybe 500,000. Now it's like 20,000 after like 2 days. They so obviously gamed it in their favor. And now, as you said, in Sweden, this is not just censorship. This is election meddling, Alex. We're 12 days away from a massive election in Sweden with the Sweden Democrats, the anti-mass migration party, tipped to do really well. They've banned a documentary or a short skit, which was a comedy cartoon about the Prime Minister of Sweden. They've banned a video by Alternative for Sweden within like 2 hours. They banned a video last month by the Sweden Democrats within hours.
They're banning all the nationalists in Brazil that are like Americana pro-gun.
Yeah, in Brazil, you've got Bolsonaro, who is basically the Brazilian Trump. He's probably going to win. They're banning huge amounts of Facebook groups, YouTube channels. This is election meddling. It's gone way beyond censorship or shadow banning. This is election meddling. There's no evidence.
Dogger, let me bring this up and I'm going to get out of here because you're here to host and everybody loves you. Trump is getting all our stuff. I'm not going to get into how or what. I got law firms, everything, every day. We're just flooding him. They're really pissed, but it's happening. He's listening, Paul. So you got a big report coming out tomorrow listing all the stuff they've done and how to counter it. But I know you got guests coming up and a lot to cover, but in a minute and a half, we're going to break. This is the big issue, Paul. This is tyranny. This is illegal. What should Trump do right now? Because we've got to take action.
Well, we gave him some suggestions in that document we put out in consultation with media lawyers in D.C. You can at least hire a panel of free speech experts and have them make recommendations. You can have a digital bill of rights. You can look at the Communications Decency Act, which already has some teeth in.
And let me say again, you have all these people in these conferences lying and saying no one's shadow banning when we have their own internal documents. We have them lying to Congress, Paul.
And by the way, there's just gone up just in the past hour or so, a big new White House petition. Remember, we did that petition. It was on change.org left-wing website. They were literally deleting signatures. Well, we've got a new one in coordination with some other big personalities up on the White House website. So they can't game this one. It's already got thousands of signatures within just a couple of hours. There's an article which I just wrote on Infowars.com. New White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. Sign that petition right now. It's easy. It's quick. Do it now.
And let me explain this. Senator Warner, Wyden, and Murphy threatened a month ago to take down big tech and nationalize it if they win the election. So they rolled over the Democrats. Trump must exert pressure. We're not for regulation. But the lack of regulation saying there is no regulation is allowing the regulation. Understand that? We must act to protect free speech now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. As I mentioned before the break, that big petition up on the White House website is live right now. It's got thousands of signatures within just a couple of hours, unlike the change.org one, which had a good trajectory at the beginning. But then suddenly, mysteriously, these thousands of signatures began getting wiped off. The article is up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. New White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. The petition, it's short and sweet. It reads as follows. The internet is the modern public square. It's where political campaigns are fought and won, where journalism is created and distributed, and where grassroots movements are born. Yet the free and open internet has become a controlled, censored space, monopolized by a few unaccountable corporations. By banning users from their platforms, these corporations can effectively remove politically unwelcome Americans from the public square. That is repugnant to our shared values of free speech and freedom of the press. The president should request that Congress pass legislation prohibiting social media platforms from banning users for First Amendment protected speech. The power to block lawful content should be in the hands of individual users, not Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey. So that is up right now on the White House petition website. If it gets 100,000 signatures, and it needs to get 100,000 signatures within a month, it goes to the White House. They have to consider it. They have to respond. We already know that they're considering some kind of action. But again, this keeps the pressure on and it generates even more media interest. Protect free speech in the digital public square. Go and sign that right now. If you keep refreshing it, the signatures change. But I think we've got about 2,000 so far once they're all accounted for. There's also going to be a special day-long live stream, and it looks like that's going to take place on Saturday right now. We're doing that in coordination with Breitbart. It's going to have a ton of huge guests, a day-long stream. I'll probably be hosting some of it. And again, just a huge number of great guests that you'll all love and want to hear from. That's probably going to be on Saturday, so obviously we'll announce details of that in advance. And it's all about drawing attention to this petition, because we have stories like this, which again I mentioned before the break. YouTube meddles in Swedish election by deleting right-wing content. This is not the first time they've done this, and they're doing it again. And they're doing it in response to coordinated brigade campaigns by left-wing pressure groups in abuse of their own terms of service once again. Google-owned YouTube has been caught meddling in the Swedish national election on the eve of the vote. The election is in about 12 days' time, by repeatedly deleting right-wing content. So somebody posted a satirical cartoon that made fun of the Swedish Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven. You can't do that. It was deleted within 2 hours because it was deemed to contain hateful content. Once again, it's not a slippery slope. It's a cliff edge. When everything is hateful, then you can have no opinion. You can't even make a cartoon that makes fun out of the Prime Minister of Sweden. That's hate speech. You can't do that. That's bullying. That's harassment. Like when we call Brian Stelter mean names, boo-hoo. That's also bullying and harassment. The short film entitled To Make It Right made fun out of numerous Swedish politicians for their obsession with being politically correct. Can't do that. Hate speech banned. Apparently, this now qualifies as hate speech in the Scandinavian country. Now, there was also a second example of this where the right-wing Alternative for Sweden party had last month had its entire channel deleted. It was restored eventually after pressure. But then just yesterday, they had another video removed. Again, 12 days before the election, it was made unavailable for viewing in Sweden. So you could see it outside of Sweden, but obviously if there's a Swedish national election, that's not much help. Again, deleted within hours, a right-wing content video. Earlier this month, a video by Sweden Democrats, who of course are basically the number two or number three party right now, expected to perform really well, was deleted without explanation. That video was an hour and 40 minutes of quotes and historical background on the Social Democrats, which is the number one party in Sweden, and their links to Nazism. So it's all okay to point the finger at the right wing all day and call them Nazis, even when they're not. But if you dig into the historical links between big left wing parties and Nazism in Sweden, then you get deep sixed within hours. That video had over 190,000 views and it was canned by YouTube. The party said they were waiting for an explanation. I'm not sure whether that came back. Again, that was a month ago. But again, it's all about continuously having to complain about this. If they've continuously got you on the ropes to the point where every day you're just whining about being censored, it's hard to get your message out. It's hard to get your policy platform out. And of course, this all happened in Sweden after a Swedish corporate media group called the Bonnier Group met with Google and demanded that they remove hateful content. That meeting, that private meeting, happened back in March. And ever since then, just by coincidence, all these right-wing Swedish political parties, again, this is now at the level where they're censoring political parties, not just individuals, have had their content removed by YouTube after this corporate left-wing pressure group met with Google to demand exactly that. So again, it's all about creating this precedent where any criticism, any making fun of left-wing politicians is seen as hate speech, is seen as harassment, and your content gets wiped off of Google. This is happening 12 days before a massive election in Sweden, which once again goes to the point, this isn't just about censoring individuals. This isn't just about censoring groups. This is about election meddling, and this is why it's so important. We've talked about Robert Epstein, who has done studies into democratic elections, for example, in India, the largest democratic election in the world, and found that the simple rank of Google search results can shift millions of votes. What Facebook users see on the day of an election can shift millions of votes. This is why it matters. So it doesn't matter whether you're on Twitter or not. It doesn't matter whether you use Facebook or not. You might not use any of those platforms. You might not care. But this changes the results of elections. That's why it matters. Once again, everything they do is about power. It's not about enforcing their terms of service. It's not about protecting people from bullying and harassment. It's about raw power. Now, of course, Donald Trump today complained on Twitter about Google's biased search results. They responded to his complaints by saying that they don't have a bias in their algorithm and that their algorithm has merely had, quote, improvements. They've just improved it. It's not politically biased. It merely ranks higher quality content above others. What is high quality content? Oh, well, imagine my shock. It's CNN. It's the New York Times. It's NPR. It's the very far left hysterical news organizations that hate Trump that have been proven to put out fake news about Trump, as CNN has been caught doing once again with this Cohen story, which they refuse to clarify, which they refuse to back down on, even though it's been proven completely fake. We'll get more into it on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We have an update on the Madden tournament shooter, and we're going to get to that after this video, which I put up on YouTube yesterday, get into the reasons behind why we keep seeing these mass shootings. We're going to go to that here in a second. But first, I want to tell you about the great specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because obviously we need your support more than ever. We have bodies at 50% off back in stock. This is the ultimate turmeric formula used as a medicinal herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally got in enough bodies back in stock to provide to our fellow Info Warriors with 50% off. This is for the joint support, the mobility support, the flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Look at those independent reviews. 4.9 out of 98 reviews, all independent, third-party verified reviews. People are really, really happy with this product. Now, we don't advertise the fact that it also has, according to peer-reviewed studies, mood enhancement benefits. That's proven with turmeric. We don't advertise that, but we advertise it for the joint support, the flexibility support, the mobility support. It is available right now at a massive 50% off for a huge bottle, 60-day supply. Get it today and support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting bodies at 50% off. Stock up. That is a great price. You really need to stock up on that. Given what everybody else has said about it, as you can see in the reviews there, it is bodies available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Let's go to this video, which I put up yesterday. It's called Atomized, Why Our Culture Creates Mass Shooters. And then I'm going to get into some more news about this David Katz, the Madden tournament shooter, after we roll this video. Here it is.
another mass shooting and another opportunity for everyone to exploit the tragedy by blaming their political enemies. Gun control now. This is the NRA's fault. Vote Democrat in November. But the shooter was a left-winger who hated Trump supporters. Vote Republican. Is any of that going to explain why mass shootings happen? No, listen to how announcers described 24-year-old gunman David Katz.
You are not going to see much emotion from our guy, Brett. This dude is a man David Katz keeps to himself. He's a man of business. He's not here for the experience and to go out, this, that, and the third. He's not here to make friends. He's all business. He's focused. And to even get him to open up to talk to you about anything, it's like pulling teeth, man.
David Katz was clearly a product of his diseased society and culture. A culture that has lost faith in itself and offers nothing but empty, meaningless nihilism. A neoliberal dystopia that indoctrinates young people to shun authenticity, community, and family in pursuit of vapid consumerism and fleeting fame. A culture that informs narcissism-prone young people that anyone can gain instant notoriety by generating enough controversy. A culture that celebrates serial killers. A culture that monetizes gruesome barbarity.
Colleen Henry reports on the new walking tour offering Jeffrey Dahmer history at a discount.
Word about the Dahmer tour surfaced this week on the Daily Deal site Groupon, which offered two tickets for $25, a 58% discount. A deal so hot it sold out in hours.
A culture that repeatedly tells young white men that because of the sins of their ancestors, they have no legitimate place in the world. No right to an identity, that they have no right to a sense of belonging, and that their only destiny is to become increasingly atomized. A society that has normalized and accelerated the evisceration of the family unit, creating a generation of aimless, disconnected, angry young men from broken homes like David Katz. Atomized, disparate, lonely losers whose only way of redressing their own pain of isolation is to inflict physical pain on others. As Thomas McGrath writes, where once a family or community group may have picked them up or supported them, they fall deeper into their failure, placing it entirely on their shoulders. And that in itself makes it easy to sacrifice everything when you have nothing to lose. Look at the locations where mass shootings happen. They're all places where the public has organized itself into a community. Workplaces, schools, churches. In this case, a video game competition where the participants all shared the same interest. The shooter takes revenge for being rejected by the community, for being atomized. And as these communities become weaker and more sparse, with civic participation in rapid decline, the smaller they become, and the more atomized, isolated individuals they push away to the fringes.
People are gonna look at the ashes of Westerberg and say, now there is a school that self-destructed not because society didn't care, but because the school was society.
This wasn't just a case of Katz suddenly snapping because he lost a video game. He traveled from Baltimore to Jacksonville with his gun. He planned this in advance. Court records show that Katz had significant medical problems and healthcare needs. Was he on SSRI drugs that are known to kill empathy by putting the user in an emotionless, trance-like, disassociated state of mind? The majority of mass shooters in the United States were on or had recently been on some kind of antidepressant medication. Will the media ever give this factor the attention it deserves? Well, given that pharmaceutical giants who produce drugs like Prozac, Zoloft, and Paxil spend $2.4 billion on direct-to-consumer television advertising every single year, don't hold your breath. Will the media ever stop making celebrities out of mass shooters with their breathless coverage?
We've had 20 years of mass murders, throughout which I have repeatedly told CNN and our other media, if you don't want to propagate more mass murders, don't start the story with sirens blaring.
The school day had only just begun when the attacker struck.
Don't have photographs of the killer.
The 17-year-old's three-hour rampage ended in his own death.
Don't make this 24/7 coverage.
The German Chancellor is about to give her reaction. We'll bring that to you live.
Do everything you can not to make the body count the lead story.
Carnage in the classroom. 16 people are dead.
Not to make the killer some kind of anti-hero.
Dressed in black combat gear, the gunman opened fire at random.
Do localize this story to the affected community and make it as boring as possible in every other market. Because every time we have intense saturation coverage of a mass murder, we expect to see one or two more within a week.
But instead of giving mass shooters the posthumous celebrity they crave, maybe we should just tag them with embarrassing nicknames. Maybe that will dismantle some of the dark, romanticized mystique that the media whips up around these killers. Why are we fascinated by these psychotic losers? Because whenever mass shootings occur, it provides a kind of thermometer reading for how sick our society has become. As philosopher Guy Debord said, in societies where modern conditions of production prevail, all of life presents itself as an immense accumulation of spectacles. Everything that was directly lived has moved away into a representation. Mass violence provides a depraved societal need for the consumer spectacle, just as lynchings in America and public hangings in Europe did in the past. So long as our culture continues to offer nothing whatsoever of substance, authenticity, or meaning to young men, they'll continue to appropriate meaning via any means possible. So long as young men are taught to be ashamed of their identity, they'll continue to seek out violently transgressive ways to establish their identity. So long as family, community, and civic society continue to wither and collapse, young men will continue to fall through the safety net that would otherwise have offered protection. Young men, like David Katz, will continue to become more and more atomized. Now, you will have heard in that video report, I asked the question, was the shooter on SSRI drugs? Headline out of Daily Caller report, Jacksonville shooter was hospitalized for mental illness. The video gamer who allegedly shot up a Madden tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, was previously hospitalized for mental illness. Records show that on two occasions he was prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medication, the same medication that's been linked with the vast majority of mass shooters in the United States. Will the media ever give this angle the attention it deserves? No, they haven't, and no, they won't, because those big pharma dollars are just too much to resist. We'll be back in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Basically, what happened is that the mainstream media lobbied for months to ban InfoWars. They lobbied big tech to ban InfoWars. They finally caved. They finally did it. And what effect did it have? It provoked President Donald Trump into starting a national conversation about not only social media censorship, but election meddling. This is the real story here. It's election meddling. So really, we should be thankful that we were kind of the canary in the coal mine that set this all off and got them finally to pay attention to something that I've been talking about for well over a year now, which is the importance of the algorithm. We've got a headline here, Kudlow, we're taking a look at regulating Google. While speaking to reporters on Tuesday, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow stated that the Trump administration is taking a look at whether there needs to be some form of government regulation of Google and will let people know what they plan to do. He said, we'll let you know. We're taking a look at it. We'll let you know. Oh, but Google's a private company. You can't regulate a private company. No, it's not. Okay, they're meeting on a regular basis. They're being pressured by lawmakers, by politicians. They're a monopoly. They are basically the internet at this point. They're not just a private company. It's like if the phone company terminated your contract because they didn't like what conversations you were having with people on the phone. That's abuse. That's basically corporate fascism. They're working hand in hand with power brokers to silence people's First Amendment rights, because the internet, the Googles, the Twitters, the Facebooks of this world are the public square. If you're not there, then you're nowhere. So no, it's not just a private company. And finally, at least they're putting pressure on them. At least they're putting them on notice. Of course, now Google has come out and said, oh, there's no bias in our algorithm. We've just improved our algorithm, literally.
I could search for an InfoWars headline, which I wrote a few months ago, the exact search term with the even with the quotations around it, which is supposed to only bring up that headline. It's not there. It happened last week. I had to go on another forum that had posted the InfoWars story to get the link to the original InfoWars story. Okay, this is Orwellian memory hole behavior. Oh, but they came back and said, there's no bias in our algorithm. We just improved it so we could ensure that high-quality content appears in response to users' queries. What's the high-quality content? 96% anti-Trump left-wing, just by coincidence, CNN, New York Times, NPR. So again, they basically admitted to what Trump charged them of being behind, but just wrapped it in this vague language. Oh, just an improvement to the algorithm, an improvement that skews every perspective on every single issue a few months before the midterms. Again, this is election meddling. And by the way, that petition, headline on Infowars.com, new White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. Last count, it was passed about 3,500 signatures. Go and sign that today. It's simple. It's easy. It literally takes 30 seconds. We need to get that petition past 100,000. Oh, what's the point in signing petitions? They don't do anything. Well, if it gets past 100,000, the White House has to respond. And again, this generates media interest. This keeps the ball rolling. We have to build up a pressure movement, and it's currently happening. There's going to be a big live stream on Saturday with a lot of your favorite personalities, so we'll announce more details on that in due course. Moving on to global news right now. The Prime Minister of Britain, who is a complete joke and needs to resign immediately, has publicly supported the racist criminal policy being enacted by the South African government, or at least threatened to be enacted, of seizing white-owned land in South Africa, either at one-tenth compensation or zero compensation whatsoever. As we've documented, this is a policy that could lead to mass starvation of both white and black people, as it did in Zimbabwe in the 90s, and of course, incentivize widespread murder of white farmers. She's actually come out and publicly supported it. Headline out of Breitbart. Theresa May announces support for South African no-compensation land reform. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has announced her backing of the controversial South African proposal to strip farmers of their land without compensation as long as the process is done in a legal manner. So as long as they put it in the constitution that they can just seize your land without compensation at gunpoint, that makes it legal, that makes it okay. No, it's morally repugnant, it's racist, it's criminal. Why on earth are you backing this? Absolute embarrassment to the country. The UK PM's support for the land reform expropriation without compensation, which is currently not possible and requires changes to the South African constitution to implement, which they've said is going to happen, came during her first trip to the African continent this week. She said the UK has for some time now supported land reform. Land, that's what they call it, land reform. Literally, the government sending people letters, showing up on these farms saying, we'll give you one-tenth the amount it's worth if you're lucky. If you say no, men with guns will come to seize the land. Just a little bit of land reform. No, that's criminal. That's absolutely criminal. And the long-term consequences could be an absolute disaster for the country. Gerard Batten of UKIP responded. He said, Theresa May says she supports land reform in South Africa that is legal. Many countries in the world have taken actions which are legal, but that doesn't make them morally right. It's reprehensible that Mrs. May is standing shoulder to shoulder with the leader of a country who enacts these racist policies. This government has no credibility whatsoever when it speaks of protecting human rights. If it looks the other way, when our supposed international partners commit abuses. White farmers are having their land taken away. They're being attacked and murdered for no other reason than they're white. It should be the duty of international leaders to speak up against what is a form of ethnic cleansing, not condone it by mealy-mouthed references to legality. And isn't it ironic? In fact, we put a video about this out a couple of hours ago. It's up on my Twitter. The Boers, the Afrikaners, actually got on with the South African black tribes for generations. It was only when the British came in that they truly ruined the country and created this colonial resentment that led to this clamour for land reform, as they call it, and these murders, these attacks on white farmers. Now, the complete joke, the complete clown of a prime minister who is trailing in the polls to somebody who literally sympathizes with terrorists and worships Venezuela, Jeremy Corbyn, an absolute joke of a prime minister that should have been kicked out of office months ago, is now publicly supporting the racist criminal seizure of white-owned land without compensation in South Africa, a policy that could lead to ethnic cleansing and widespread starvation. Utter, utter stupidity, completely absurd, absolutely ridiculous. Meanwhile, in Spain, huge boatload of illegal migrants storms luxury resort beach in Spain. This is a Breitbart headline. A boat packed with around 50 illegal migrants beached itself on a luxury resort in Spain's Costa de la Luz on Sunday. And if you go to this article, you can actually see the video. Again, it's basically a dinghy of about 20, 30 migrants. They just roll up to this beach. You see it right here. This luxury beach, people are just looking on in awe. They just storm the beach and run off. If you had ISIS, which, by the way, ISIS invaded a beach in Tunisia only a year ago and massacred 38 people, most of whom were British, by the way, you could get ISIS terrorists on one of these boats coming from Libya, coming from one of these North African countries, just storm in under the guise of being migrants, which the Spanish government has rolled out the red carpet for. They could massacre hundreds of people. Nobody would bat an eyelid. There's no security there. There's nothing whatsoever. They're just letting this happen. This ridiculous socialist Spanish government has opened up this migrant route, which, by the way, actually results in migrants dying. When Italy closed off the route to some extent, even though the EU is trying to blackmail them out of it, the number of migrant deaths crossing from Libya to Italy halved. So they literally saved half the people's lives by saying, no, we're not going to roll out a red carpet. Now Spain's doing it. Here you see a video out of Tunisia where, again, an ISIS militant stormed a beach with a gun disguised as a parasol, an umbrella, massacred, I think it was 38 people. Most of them were British. Absolutely horrific. And that was one guy. That was one guy stormed a beach in Tunisia, not so far away in Spain. You've got 20, 30 migrants. Nobody knows who they are. As we've seen out of Germany, there was a story last week where a woman actually, who's ISIS sex slave captor, she met him on the streets of Stuttgart, Germany, because he'd been given refugee status. He was literally an ISIS militant who had kidnapped and sold women into sex slavery. Nobody knows who any of these people are. They just show up. They run to the nearest town. This is absolute bedlam. Europe, Spain particularly right now, is committing suicide by letting this happen. Meanwhile, 1,000 residents of German city riot in the streets following fatal stabbing by migrants. Again, that is another flashpoint created by Angela Merkel's disastrous open border policy. Now you have big groups, left-wing and right-wing, fighting each other. Murder on the streets. It's absolute chaos. And it's all thanks, basically, to her, Mufti Angela Merkel. Thank you very much for that. No surprise that she's got record low approval rating now. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming right up. Sign that White House petition right now. It's up on Infowars.com.